GoodFeet, or visit GoodFeet.com. This holiday, everybody wants GoodFeet, America's number one arts support.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News. I'm Stephen Kaufman in Hood River, Oregon, where County Sheriff Joe Wampler has decided to change from rescue to recovery mode regarding the effort to find missing climbers Brian Hall and Jerry Cook on Mount Hood.
This time of year, Mount Hood is a dangerous place to be, based on weather conditions.
Efforts to find the two victims will continue as weather and resources permit. I'm Stephen Kaufman in Hood River, Oregon. Now with more CBS News, here's Harley Carnes.
Snow in Denver isn't usually such a big deal. They get so much of it. But 2 feet at once and more has closed the airport, and that's not good. Ripples spread across the country in a hurry.
Suppose a plane is going from Denver to Chicago to Orlando. Well, if it can't get out of Denver, then the Chicago-Orlando portion is canceled, etc. So a bad weather situation is bad enough, but when you have it at a major hub, it really creates a bad situation.
Travel expert Terry Tripler. On the other hand, with 36 to 40 inches of new snow falling over much of the Rockies, the ski resorts are loving it. That storm system is big. Schools and highways are closed in Kansas. Cars and trucks have found ditches and each other in North Texas and in Oklahoma. Experts and politicians on both sides of the aisle have been saying for months the U.S. military is stretched too thin. President Bush proposes to fix it.
I'm inclined to believe that we need to increase in the permanent size of both the United States Army and the United States Marines. I've asked Secretary Gates to determine how such an increase could take place and report back to me as quickly as possible.
Mr. Bush also said today he supports a plan to raise the minimum wage by $2.10 an hour, provided small businesses get a tax break to make up at least some of the difference. And he signed a collection of tax measures today.
This measure reinstates some 20 tax breaks, including a popular up to $4,000 deduction for higher education costs. It also allows taxpayers to deduct state and local sales taxes instead of state and local income taxes. That's a big deal for people in states with no income tax.
America has long been called the world's breadbasket because U.S. farmers grow so much wheat and corn and soybeans and other crops. We feed more of the world's hungry than any other nation. For the first time, a new study says the nation's top money-making crop is marijuana, $35 billion worth of homegrown. The leaders are California, Tennessee, Kentucky, Hawaii, and Washington. Mothers Against Drunk Driving are saying after all the publicity about Mrs. USA and Miss Teen USA, out drinking and carousing, getting real buddy-buddy. Mad doesn't think Katy Blair is the kind of role model they want, telling teenagers not to drink and drive. Miss Teen USA's 18. Miss USA, Tara Conner, just turned 21. Wall Street, the Dow lost 7.5 points today. The Nasdaq was off about 2 points on the day. This is CBS News.
She walks in beauty like the night, of cloudless climes and starry skies, and all that's best of dark and bright meeting in her aspect and her eyes, thus mellowed to that tender light which heaven to gaudy day denies. This is how the poet Lord Byron said, I love you. This Christmas say something just as beautiful without saying a word. A diamond is forever.
Honey, remember how I felt after swing dancing?
Oh, you got a pain reliever for your arthritis pain.
That wasn't as bad as trying Dennis.
When you got something just for a sore shoulder.
But I'm done taking different pain relievers. Now I'm all Advil.
Mm-hmm.
It's my every pain reliever. Advil works wherever I hurt, and nothing's proven stronger on tough pain.
So what are we waiting for? Let's dance.
I'm all Advil. Are you all Advil?
Compared to OTC pain relievers for minor arthritis pain, use as directed.
Mass marketing still works, and this is a big season for spammers.
Spam is filling up our personal and business email accounts bigger than ever this holiday season.
It's bigger and broader and scarier than it's ever been before.
Daniel Drucker with Pastini, an email security firm, says it's not just show-off hackers spamming us these days.
It's increasingly criminal networks and gangs, lots of them in Eastern Europe.
And Drucker says they want our money at a time of year when we're often especially trusting. Beware. John Harchie, CBS News, Washington.
The band members said organists Matthew Fisher joined Procol Harum after that song. Whiter Shade of Pale was written. He joined the band in 1967, and he left it in 1969. Still, the song would have paled without the organ, no doubt. And the judges decided to award Fisher 40% of the musical copyright, retroactive only to May of 05. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
On AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
After 3 o'clock, welcome to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. And I have a number of announcements to make. We have just today, Thursday and Friday, and I'm taking all of next week off. So there won't be any Enid Lives next week. Enid will live, we hope, and recharge, charge and recharge in this holiday shopping season. And I will be back with you. Enid Live resumes January the 2nd on Tuesday, just when your bills come in the mail and just when your hangover feels the worst. That's when I'll be back to salve and soothe your soul. So you are going to be in great hands with Air America Radio all of next week. And I am wishing all of you a really, really wonderful holiday heaven in 2007, a dazzling, healthy, and blessing-filled new year for all of us. And so I just wanted to let you know that any business that we have with each other, we need to conclude today, Thursday, and Friday. So today we are going to be joined by Brian Wansink in the next hour, in the 4 o'clock hour. His name is probably not a household word to you. However, the book is really an interesting book. It's called Mindless Eating, Why We Eat More Than We Think We Do. And it isn't just one of these dopey books by somebody who doesn't have any credentials. Brian has a doctorate from Stanford, and he is a professor of marketing and nutritional science at Cornell University. He's also director of the Cornell Food and Brand Lab there. So he's done a lot of research on why we eat more than we think we do. Maybe we can learn something about how we can get through the holiday season and not turn into little pork chops. We'll be talking about that in the next hour. Let me remind you that we do stream live, and you can pretend to be working, and you can be actually working and listening to Enid Live at the same time. I don't think that they're mutually exclusive. And I do like to think that maybe if you listen to Enid Live, it will be an inspiration and you will get more done in less time and the whole will be greater than the sum of the parts. But I am sure I'm just as delusional as Dickie is. However, you can find us on the net at 1320leftchannel.com. 1320leftchannel.com. If you email me, I see all the emails. I don't always respond to them because I can't. They're not too many to respond to. But I do see them, and I enjoy receiving them. And you can email me. We can be in contact that way. Enid at kctc.com. Enid at kctc. I always say Kansas City, Traverse City, .com. But you have to be from Michigan to appreciate that properly. And you can call, and it doesn't cost you a penny to call. And we appreciate it when you do call, because you know, I may be the host of the show, but in many ways, you are the stars of it. Your observations, your cheeky humor, your takes on things, the contributions that all of you make this show and make it an exceptionally rich dialogue, I think. And I think most of you would agree. I think the whole is always greater than the sum of the parts. So if you have never called my show before, and most of you never have, 99.9% of you never have called the show, because what we know in radio is that less than 1% of the audience ever calls in, maybe a 0.5%. We don't know exactly, but not very many of you call in. Many of you listen. So it's like public radio, public, you know, when they're doing the begathons for public TV and radio, when they say everybody listens, but who's paying for it? Well, it doesn't cost you anything. We're free. We are a free, not lunch exactly, well, lunch for your mind. Dinner, a feast for your mind, let's put it that way. So you can call at 349-1320. So you know what? Don't let everybody else do the heavy lifting. You have things to say. You have points to make. You have an observation that none of the rest of us, that has not occurred to any of the rest of us. We would like to hear it. 349-1320. 866-626-1320. Those are the numbers. You'll hear them frequently repeated, kind of like a mantra throughout the show. And there are some of you who are placed in positions where you are in the know. You have seen things happen. You are on the inside of things. And we would love to hear from you. You don't have to ever use your real name, and most of you never do. So you can have a nom de air, a nom de Enid live. And so let me get started. A couple of things. First of all, I just sent in, I submit to you, my request for getting credentialed for the Schnortzy's inaugural. And it says, I leaped to too many conclusions yesterday. I'm waiting for my invitation to Schnortzy's inaugural. I'm waiting. I'm holding my breath till I get it. I'm choking. I'm turning purple. So I get this email, for media credentialing. But it does say that not everybody who requests media credentials will receive them. So whether your goddess is credentialed or not, I will let you know. I just sent it in. So if there's any news through, but it's not for the ball. I don't know if there's any media coverage for the ball. It's for the actual inaugural. It's the actual swearing-in ceremony. So, you know, we can... all of us will be swearing him in, I guess. So I'll let you know as that is posted. The one of the stories that we've talked about this week is Mount Hood and the how that has displaced any serious conversations and how we have become a society of style over substance. And who cares anyway, because it's the run-up to the holiday season. And happy Hanukkah. You have to say it with the which you don't have that. We don't have that sound in English, but you do have it in a number of languages. I think Greek has it, and Hebrew does have it. Happy Hanukkah is how you say it, and Merry Christmas in advance. So everybody's in sort of holiday mode, and lots of cable news coverage was expended on the Mount Hood. The two guys that are left that they're looking for. Well. They're not looking for them anymore. They have the landscape has shifted from we are looking for the two stranded hikers to we will be looking for a couple of bodies. I think they have said it that boldly. With yet another snowstorm barreling in, rescue teams gave up any hope of finding two missing climbers alive on snow-whipped Mount Hood and abandoned the search today after 9 frustrating days. Do you know who these people are? I am only just getting a picture of them. I have not known who they are. But they are three guys, two of whom have known each other, and then one of whom they met on some other hike. One glorious day in June, Kelly James and Brian Hall, two longtime climbing partners from Dallas, were scaling Mount Rainier, the tallest peak in the Cascades, when they met a man from Brooklyn, Jerry Nico Cook, who was in another group on its way up the mountain. The three perhaps did not share much in the way of professional interests. Cook is a lawyer. James, a landscaped architect, and Hall was a former pro soccer player who this year had been named the best personal trainer in town by the Dallas Voice, a newspaper for the city's gays and lesbians. But the men did find a bond as fellow Christians, and they shared a passion for mountaineering, not just the thrill of attaining a peak, but the meticulous planning that goes into a successful hike to the top of a major mountain, the poring over maps, the endless discussions over what food to bring along. At the end of a long day above 10,000 feet, freeze-dried chicken and mushrooms with ramen mixed with snow and brought to a boil on a tiny Sterno stove can taste better than dinner at the Ritz. And family members recalled they were like true mountaineers, obsessed with gear, from the tips of their crampons to the tops of their perspiration-wicking caps. A high-altitude climb requires minute attention to such things, and like many climbers, the three friends spent weeks before a hike packing and repacking the gear, trying to include everything they might need, but not one ounce more. It was these three men who spent months emailing each other about an ambitious but hardly unprecedented goal, climbing Oregon's tallest peak, Mount Hood, in near winter conditions. And so they set out on the Tilly Jane trailhead on December the 8th after spending the night in a warming hut and leaving a note about their plans at the ranger station. So I want to say something about all of the minute planning, all of the crucial details. The elephant in the room that was overlooked was the danger and the risk of doing something like this in these horrendous conditions. So I think it's interesting that all of these, the trees, the forest was lost for the trees. Is that the right way of saying it, or is it the other way around? You know, you were so mired in the detail that the larger picture of the risk involved here was subsumed in the discussion of did you want chicken with ramen on a Cerno stove after attaining an altitude of 10,000 feet. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Henry and Carmichael, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hello, Enid. I just briefly wanted to comment. You know, once you go out into the forest and you get lost, naturally they have to send the paramedics or the, you know, the forest department or the fire department to find you. Once they find you, you get stuck with a bill for all the services they provide you. If they only find the body, they will provide the bill to the family. So my point is this. You know, these families are going to be double devastated, first because they're going to have to pay the bill, and second because they're going to have to pay the burial.
Henry, you're a doctor, aren't you?
Huh?
Are you a doctor?
No, I'm not a doctor. I'm an avid person who likes to go outdoors, and every time I go out, I get insurance in case this happens.
So you can buy insurance for this. Now, is this a California thing, or does it also apply in Oregon? Is it a state thing? State by state?
It's insurance you can get.
No, getting the bill. In other words, that's something we do in California, but is it something that is done nationally? Is it done state by state?
Yeah.
Is it done? Do you know for sure it's done in Oregon?
Well, nationally, wherever you get lost, you know, they'll send you the bill, yeah?
You know for sure that Oregon will do this?
Hmm?
Do you know for sure that the state of Oregon will do this?
Well, I hope they don't do that, but
you're theorizing that may happen. We don't really know for sure.
Oh, okay.
I'm asking you, Henry. You called up, and I'm asking you.
Well, as far as I know, it is. It is like that. As far as I know, because I was talking to a friend of mine who's also a resident of Oregon, and that's apparently the custom, the policy over there also.
Okay, let's put it out there and see it. You raise a really interesting point, and I'm glad that you did. Thanks for doing it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Henry says that you're going to get a bill. Now, I know at certain rescue missions there are bills that are given to the family. So think about these guys who loved this risk. They were minutely interested in all the details that were required to make this kind of a climb in the worst possible time of year to do it. First of all, it's a tough climb any time, but in horrible conditions like this, and if you've noticed, if you've been following the coverage, it's been one whiteout after another, and so not to survive it, and then to get a massive bill, to have lost your loved one, and to have lost a lot of money. When people die, though, I don't know, maybe the estate has to pay for it. I don't know how that works. If anybody knows how that works, maybe the estate is billed. But maybe the wife doesn't get it, you know, doesn't have to pay for it out of her pocket. It comes out of the estate. But that would have been money that she would have inherited, assuming there's money there. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. Another story that we have been following. And there's a twist to it. We've been following the Judith Regan story. Do you remember she has her own imprint, or did, at HarperCollins? She's been fired by Rupert Murdoch. She was fired for allegedly making anti-Semitic comments. But there are a lot of reasons why she was fired. Her books were very lucrative for Rupert Murdoch's company, for News Corp. But she had crossed the line. I can't believe that there's even a line anymore in American life. But she crossed it with the O.J. Simpson book, If I Did It. Well, the book was withdrawn, supposed to be shredded, although a copy here and a copy there have made its way to eBay. But in the process, O.J. Simpson was paid. Well, the money was supposed to go to his children. Remember, there's a civil judgment against him, but nobody's ever seen a penny of it. The Goldmans took him to court, and I think Denise Brown's family, the Nicole Brown family, the Brown family took him to court also on a civil, on the wrongful death matter. But nobody's seen a penny of it, because if he makes any money, it gets routed obscurely, maybe to his children, to other people. But however, it was reported that O.J. made at least $1 million from this book that has been published but never distributed. First, News Corp canceled O.J. Simpson's book project, the much-reviled If I Did It, which was reported to tell how O.J. could have killed his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ronald Goldman. Then, weeks later, Judith Regan, the publisher who orchestrated the book and accompanying TV interview, was fired. Now, Goldman's father, Fred Goldman, has sued Simpson in federal court in Los Angeles, claiming Simpson fraudulently made $1 million from the deal. Though Simpson was acquitted of killing Goldman and Brown in his murder trial, a civil jury later found him liable for their deaths and ordered him to pay more than $30 million in restitution, a debt I don't think one penny of that has been paid. Goldman's lawsuit filed yesterday claims that O.J. received a $1 million advance for the aborted book deal and created a dummy corporation, Lorraine Brooke, named for his two children's middle names, to hide income to avoid paying restitution on anything he made. The suit is Goldman's latest attempt to collect on Simpson's debt. Goldman had sought to control the rights to Simpson's name, image, and likeness, but was rebuffed last month by a Santa Monica judge. Attorneys for Simpson could not be reached via a phone, telephone, or email. So Ron Goldman's father suing O.J. Simpson over the book deal. He will probably never get a penny. O.J. will probably figure out all these ways to hide any income that he receives. But Ron Goldman's father will forever bedevil him, will stalk him, I think, till the end of his days legally. And you know what? I think that that is a good thing. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Time magazine has, I think we should all take a bow, get a mirror, and look at yourself in it. Because Time magazine has named all of us, put it on your resume, we are all persons of the year. It's us. You, me, everybody. O.J. is person of the year. All of us now are persons of the year. I think that that is the dumbest thing in the world for Time magazine to do. It's sort of like a cop-out. And here is Stephen Colbert, the Colbert Report. He says everybody gets a crack at Time's person of the year this week, which is really only fair if you're going to pass it off as a full hour of primetime programming and pretend that Mylar doesn't make you look like a Picasso. Anyway, this in addition to congratulating the viewership on being named the proud... he's just saying it's a no-brainer. And here is Nora Ephron saying, it never crossed my mind that when I was finally named Person of the Year by Time magazine, which I seem to have been, I would find it out by reading the morning newspaper on the actual day Time magazine appeared. It never occurred to me that they would be able to assemble an entire article about me, moi, without even calling. I was busy this week, it's true. I had a lot of Christmas shopping to do, but I could have squeezed them in. Still, I can't quite believe it. They didn't call. I'm easy to reach. Hey, but as I said, they did it without me. The person of the year is me. Of course, the person of the year is also you. Actually, the person of the year is you, as in YouTube and MySpace and in World Wide Web, for seizing the reins of the global media, for founding and framing the new digital democracy, for working for nothing and beating the pros at their own game. Don't you love it, Nora Ephron is writing? I especially love the part about working for nothing. I especially love the condescension in that phrase, the dead giveaway about how Time magazine really feels about the giant, collective, unwashed, unpaid you out there that is nonetheless making life a misery for them in there. For the old media scrambling to figure out what it means for things like the future of print, the paper business, network TV, privacy, their jobs, for which, it goes without saying, they are paid. I feel happy, of course, to be the person of the year, and at some point I will celebrate by doing what I always do on Sunday mornings, which is to have waffles and all of this stuff. But so she goes on about being the person of the year, and she says, I will do what I always do, which is to watch the morning talk shows. The morning talk shows will remind me that the world is currently in the midst of a total meltdown, that we have the worst president in current history, that the elation of the recent election has passed to a numbing foreboding that nothing is going to change, and that innocent people will continue to die in this hateful, violent episode we have unleashed. Less than 2 weeks ago, the long-awaited Baker Commission report was issued, and it died faster than snakes on a plane. But I'm not going to focus on any of these things because I am the person of the year. It's me, 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 or as Time Magazine insists on putting it, you, you, you. So put it on your resume. You have been named person of the year, and Time Magazine has sanctified this. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, we're going to have some fun with the traffic today. It looks like south on 99 right by Free Ridge Road, there's a 2- and 3- car crash. I'm pretty sure that they were looking in the mirror at the Time Magazine. Oh, my gosh, I made person of the year. I just can't believe it. And thank God I have a Time Magazine over here just to see if I have anything on my face. Person of the year, you know. North of Cap City Freeway, just south of Elst, and eastbound 50 just west of Ponderosa Road, we have a 3-car crash. Enid Live will continue our fabulous person of the year. And AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Protecting your right to choose the left.
One of the most important things in your life.
It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, I'm Michelle Shockley, going places on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Check out Happy Feet at the Esquire IMAX. It's a comedy adventure set in the land of emperor penguins in Antarctica. The Friday night performance by the African Music Children's Choir at the Christ Unity Church on Folsom Boulevard in Rancho Cordova has been postponed due to an extraordinary opportunity to raise awareness for poverty and AIDS in Africa by singing on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. John Lee Hooker Jr., son of the legendary bluesman John Lee Hooker, is at the Torch Club on Saturday night. The Crocker Art Museum has Irving Norman's artwork on display. His show is called Dark Metropolis. And the Left Channel welcomes Al Kooper to Harlow's on January 6th. Al Kooper has played, produced, and written with most of the rock icons of the 20th century. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Al Kooper. I'm Michelle Shockley, going places on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-345-8689. 1-800-345-8689. Call now. 1-800-345-8689. 1-800-345-8689.
Jamba Juice. No, Arden Fair Mall. Wait, Borders Books. Although, Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op.
Ma'am, do you want to think about it and call us back?
Nope, I'm going with Jamba Juice.
Okay.
Or Borders. But Arden Fair Mall.
Making a choice isn't always easy. When it comes to the environment, choosing to make it better is easy. Choose a cleaner, healthier environment by joining Smud's Greenergy. For as little as $3 a month, Smud will match your electricity use with energy created from clean, renewable resources like the wind and sun. It doesn't get much easier than that. Plus, get your choice of a free $10 gift certificate from Borders Books, Jamba Juice, Arden Fair Mall, or Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op when you enroll for 6 months or more.
I'll take Arden Fair or Borders. But the food co-op.
Start with the easy choice and join Smud's Greenergy today. Enroll online at smud.org or call 1-888-742-SMUD. Smud, the power to do more.
Ever since we got Sure West broadband services, you guys haven't left the house.
Actually, Mom, we haven't left the couch.
Oh, good point, son. Can you pass the chips?
Oh, come on, guys. Let's go out to a movie.
Why? We get them all with Sure West. HBO, Cinemax, Starz Encore, Showtime, the Movie Channel.
Then let's go to a game.
Why, honey? We can see it all with Sure West. Sports live and high def.
Okay, well, what about dinner?
I'll go online with Sure West, or we'll call and have it delivered. Make life easy with Sure West. You get digital basic TV, high-speed internet, and residential phone, all for just $79 a month. Plus, call now and get two premium services like HBO, HDTV, or TiVo for 3 months free.
Honey, any soda in the fridge?
Why don't you call Sure West?
Maybe they have that too.
Call 866-SURE-WEST or go to surewest.com. Restrictions apply. Offer excludes taxes, fees, and rebates. For wireless, digital TV, high-speed internet, local or long-distance calling, when all you really want is everything, Sure West.
Talk to Enid now,
349-1320. Baby, please go home.
Come on, baby, let's rock! The snow's going down. I'm watching it fall. Lots of people around. Baby, please.
On the Wednesday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on, okay, if I have a pop quiz, what station are you listening to? Do you know AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel, KCTC? Well, I'm sitting around waiting for the schnortzy invitation to his inaugural ball, which I have a feeling must have gotten lost in the mail, and I have completed my application for a media credential to cover his swearing-at ceremony, which I don't know if they will grant me the media credential, and they won't. Not everybody who applies for it is going to get it, it says in the big print on the top. So we'll see, and I'll keep you posted. Nancy Pelosi is going to have a huge party in San Francisco and listen to... Oh, I'm sorry, in Washington, D.C. I thought in San Francisco, but it's actually in Washington, D.C. And guess who is going to be performing at Nancy Pelosi's party? Tony Bennett, who left his heart in San Francisco, but picked up a wallet there, I'm sure. Carole King, Wyclef Jean, and the house band. Listen to who the house band is going to consist of. Mickey Hart, Bill Kreutzmann of the and Bob Weir of the Dead, Bruce Hornsby, Warren Haynes, Mike Gordon, and special guests. Special appearances by actors Amy Brenneman. What did she used to be on? I want to say L.A. Law or NYPD or both. NYPD Blue, I think. Richard Gere, without his gerbil, I hope. It's going to be on January the 4th. Could be around the same time that Schnortzy's swearing in. No, I think he's on a Friday. Anyway, this is on a Thursday night. You want to go? Let's go. All right, we'll charter a plane. We'll get a bus. We'll hitchhike. We'll go. And here's how much it costs. You make out the check to the DCCC. By December the 31st to attend. Do you think we could get the station to pick this up and chartering a plane for us to go? What do you think? It's $1,000 a ticket. We want 2 tickets, $2,000. No break. 5 tickets, $5,000. 10 tickets, $10,000. You don't even get a dollar or two off if you buy in bulk. So anyway, if we're all going to do this, well, I guess we got to get a plane chartered and we got to get our money in and. Contributions have to be made by December the 31st. Otherwise, it's not going to happen. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Shall we go? What do you think? It'll be fun. I want to talk about Dickie for a second because it's getting worse and worse. There was a press conference this morning. And Dickie said a couple of months ago, he said that we're winning. We're winning the war in Iraq. He said that. But now, at this press conference, he says, well, we're not winning, but we're not losing. But we would win if we get a surge going in there. President Bush acknowledged for the first time that the United States is not winning the war in Iraq, and he says, and he plans to expand the overall size of the, quote, stressed U.S. armed forces to meet the challenges of a long-term global struggle against terrorists. You know what? I think that he can set a really good example, and so could every member of his administration, not to mention his two daughters, who aren't doing very much except tangoing with unemployed Argentinian boys who are too cute and don't have a credit card. He can send his daughters over there, and Cheney and all these guys who missed their opportunity to serve in Vietnam because they famously had more important things to do, they can go. The military's stressed. Well, don't you think they would make this would make a good this would be a good example for us? As he searches for a new strategy in Iraq, Dickey has now adopted the formula advanced by his top military advisor to describe the situation. He says, we're not winning, we're not losing. All right, so I'm going to ask you a question, because here's what this administration is terrific at doing. Branding. Selling, marketing. We're not winning, we're not losing. So if we're not winning, this is what we're not doing. But what are we doing? If we're not winning and we're not losing, what are we doing? Are we in a holding pattern? Give me a marketing slogan here for not winning, not losing. We're plateaued. We are cornered. We are barely treading water. Treading water, would that do it? Treading water, not winning, not drowning, not going anywhere, treading water. Give me some phrases that the Republicans might use to put a good spin on it, and give me some phrases that the Democrats could use to put the more correct spin on it. What do you think? Treading water would be good. We're not winning, we're not losing. We're not dead, but we're not alive either. Well, what are we? These are the things that we are not in Iraq, but what are we? In another turnaround, Dickey says that he has ordered Defense Secretary Robert Gates to develop a plan to increase troop strength of the Army and the Marine Corps, heeding warnings from the Pentagon and Capitol Hill that multiple deployments in Iraq and Afghanistan are stretching the armed forces toward the breaking point. You know, when they are going out to recruit people, here's what they're promising them, $40,000 bonuses. They're promising them that they won't have to serve in Iraq. And by the way, none of that is, they write it down, but none of that is viable. None of that is anything that they have to honor. And as I told you, I've been talking to an attorney who handles some of these cases, and I believe that what he said, but don't go by moi, I'm not an attorney, but if you sign up and then you have second thoughts and you never show up for your induction, I think you're okay and you don't have to, you can just back out. But if you do get inducted into the military, then you can't just run away. Then you're in some trouble if you have second thoughts. But when they tell you, yes, you're signing up, but you don't have to go to Iraq, and they write it down, forget it. It's not binding. The government can send you anywhere they want to send you. So I'm going to ask you, if we're not winning and we're not losing, what are we doing? Think of some phrases. We're treading water. We are not dead. We're not alive. Give me some 349-1320. There are a lot of very smart and witty people listening to Enid Live. I know. 866-626-1320. Kathy in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Kathy.
Well, one of the phrases they use in horse thing is, he broke good and dropped back gamely.
Wait. In horse racing, you said?
I'm sorry.
You're breaking up a little bit. You're saying this is a phrase used in horse racing?
Oh, darn, I wish I could hear you.
Oh, you can't hear me. Broke good and pulled back gamely, is that what you said? Oh, I think you're going to have to call us back, Kathy. We're having a hard time. It's like the UN. Thank you for the call. Call us back when you can. This is like a simultaneous translation in an English-like language that gets broken up every couple of words. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I think what she said is he broke fast and pulled back gamely or something like that. Those of you who know horse racing lingo, tell me what she said. But what are we? If we're not winning, we're not losing. What are we doing? We're shopping? What are we doing? We're making chopped liver? What are we doing there? I don't know what we're doing. Jerry in Lodi. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jerry.
Hi. We're busy rearranging chairs on a ship that's going down.
We are rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. Is that what we're doing, Jerry? All right. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas. Right. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Elizabeth in Roseville. We're not winning. We're not losing. What are we doing?
I think we're in a vegetative state.
Wait. Are we on life support?
Pardon me?
Are we on life support?
Yeah.
Is this the equivalent? Is this the equivalent of Terry Schiavo? That's us.
Yeah.
We're not winning. We're in a coma.
Yep.
All right. I thank you very much. 349-1320 opens up a line. 866-626-1320. Rob, we're not winning. We're not losing. What are we doing? Rob?
Ralph,
Enid?
Yes.
Yeah, Ralph.
Ralph, sorry.
How about Masters of Texas Hold'em?
Masters of Texas Hold'em. How about Masters of Bation right there? Okay, Rob, thank you very much. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Kimberly in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. We're not winning. We're not losing in Iraq. What are we doing there?
We're in purgatory.
We're in Rush Limbo. Is that where
there
we are?
There you go.
rushing to get to that limbo. Rushing to get to OxyContin land, huh?
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Kimberly. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Bush says we're not winning. We're not losing in Iraq. So what are we doing? Jeremy, hi. You're live with Enid.
Hi.
Hi. Are we winning? Are we losing? What are we doing?
We're in a vegetative state. We've been in a vegetative state since the beginning, ever since he said that we're mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished. What can we do with that phrase, mission accomplished? Jeremy, thank you very much. I forgot about that one. Mission accomplished. We're not winning. We're not. First, it was mission accomplished. Notice the steady progressive decline. Mission accomplished devolves into we're not winning, we're not losing. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. If we're not winning and we're not losing, what are we doing? I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. If we're not winning, we're not losing. What we're doing is the traffic and weather together with Lisa West.
Actually, I think it's an evil plot by Tom Cruise just to add another movie. You know what I'm saying? It's all alien to me. But anyway, Rockland Road at Myers, westbound 50, just west of 10th, eastbound 50. And thank you so much, Alex Sharp gave me a call. And he is over there at eastbound 16 of the Jackson Road and just past Slough House. There is a huge accident. There are two cars, but there's tons and tons of emergency vehicles. He was in the traffic for about 20, 25 minutes. So if you're headed that way or you're in route, this is what's happening. Turn around, find another route to go to because you're going to be stopped down for a little bit. Southbound 99, no incidents, but the traffic is going about 35, 40 miles per hour. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Dialing for democracy. It's Enid Live on AM 1320
Sacramento's left channel.
Are you having any fun? What you getting out of living?
It's no coincidence that people gather around the kitchen this time of year. It's the most festive place in the home, because that's where the food is. Safeway helps bring your guests together in the spirit of great food. We have everything you need for a fabulous meal, the centerpiece of your holiday party. Like juicy, succulent ham. Get a butcher's cut premium whole or shank half ham for just 99 cents a pound. Or you can get butcher's cut spiral sliced whole or half ham for only $1.99 a pound. Offers available with your club card while supplies last. Limit 2. To make your party even more festive, Safeway has lots of fun, clever ways to incorporate food into your decor. We have the ideas, easy steps, everything you need. The holidays and food. Safeway helps you bring out the best of both.
What good is what you've got if you're not having any fun?
Safeway. Ingredients for life.
Want to get to the next level of your career? If working harder at your job won't help, work smarter by earning a bachelor's or master's degree at University of Phoenix, the nation's largest accredited private university. It's college designed for busy working adults. In most cases, you can earn a degree in only 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-340-9544. At the University of Phoenix Sacramento Valley campus, the small classes are designed for working adults with busy lives. You'll cover more material in less time with convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. Call now for a brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more. 1-866-340-9544. Programs vary by campus. Call University of Phoenix now. 1-866-340-9544. That's 1-866-340-9544.
credit card debt. Doesn't go away on its own. But what do you do if you're maxed out, in a jam, or going through a bad period? You didn't want to get so deep in debt. But now, how are you going to get yourself out? If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA. They're the specialists at restructuring excessive debt into an affordable plan. Debt Settlement USA isn't bankruptcy or a loan program. It's a personal, confidential service that represents you and negotiates significant reductions with your creditors so you get out of debt faster and more affordably than you could on your own. If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA for a free consultation. Call 1-866-626-6444. Your call is completely confidential and there is no obligation. You can get out of debt faster than you think. Call Debt Settlement USA right now. 1-866-626-6444. That's 1-866-626-6444.
Still searching for that special Christmas gift? Offer your special someone a day at Aesthetics by Jeanette Day Spa in Sacramento. Give the experience of a full day with the most extraordinary spa treatments exclusive to Aesthetics by Jeanette. One, if not the only authentic European spas in Sacramento, Aesthetics by Jeanette gives you a choice of over 100 spa treatments. It is by far the most luxurious spa facilities with elegant private dressing rooms and especially equipped water rooms. For your special holiday gift, select from any of the 5 jet water treatments, glowing skin, salt scrub, aromatherapy honey wraps with hot essential oils or European facials, traditional massages such as Swedish, hot stone, or shiatsu, mud and mineral baths, eucalyptus steam room, French manicures, hot paraffin pedicures, makeup and hair. So many wonderful choices. So go ahead, treat your special someone to a pampered day. Located at 2322 Butano Drive across from Country Club Plaza, Aesthetics by Jeanette is open 7 days a week. Call 486-8338 to order your gift certificate now.
Live, local, and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Wish you peace when the cold winds blow. Warm by the fire's glow. I wish you comfort in the lonely time.
On the Wednesday edition of Enid Live, we are bipartisan here. That is the Eagles, I Wish You Peace, and credited as writing the song, Ronald Reagan's daughter, Patty. So, yes. We are talking about Dickie's comments to the press. And by the way, you're listening to Enid Live, the Wednesday edition, so it's all downhill from here as we tumble into the arms of the holidays. We have to talk about shopping. That's one of the things that we have to talk about. But here's what Dickie is finally saying. Remember, here's this progression, devolving from mission accomplished to we're winning, and that was just a few months ago, to we're not winning and we're not losing. And now he's maintaining that victory in Iraq is achieved. unbelievable. He acknowledged today that 2006 has been a disappointing year for U.S. troops and the Iraqi people, as the optimism of a newly elected government in Baghdad gave way to a successful strategy by, and listen to this, branding and marketing, the enemies of liberty. Now, what happened to the excess of weasels, the enemies of liberty to foment sectarian violence? And he warned that, quote, difficult choices and additional sacrifices lie ahead in 2007. He's making no sacrifices. In this year-end news conference, he said he's leaning toward increasing the, quote, permanent size of the Army and Marine Corps to meet the challenges of the long struggle against Islamic extremists, much against the advice from the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The question that is not clear is, what happens if they oppose him? Now, he's a commander-in-chief, his will prevails, and he may very well decide to oppose him. I don't know how strong their opposition would be, but they are on record as saying they're against this. Colin Powell says that the military will be broken. It will be stretched too thin. But Dickey says in this branding environment, and General Abizaid is throwing him out. He's retiring in early 2007. He is the top U.S. Middle East commander and chief architect of U.S. strategy in Iraq since the war began, leaving his post early next year. We know about him that he opposes he is known to oppose any large increase in U.S. forces in Iraq, which currently number more than 140,000, because he believes that would perpetuate a mentality of dependence by Iraqi forces and increase resistance among Iraq's population to what they perceive as an American occupation. So let me ask you this question. Dickey says we're not winning, we're not losing. What are we doing? You got a phrase for it? 349-1320, 866-626-1320, and we need more to feed the beast. We need a surge. We need a bulge. We need to ratchet it up. We need more. What do they say in Buddhism? Hungry ghost. 349-1320. Travis in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Travis.
Hi. I just wanted to say, while the midnight oil burns, we're stuck in a tar pit.
Is that your okay? While the midnight oil burns, we're stuck in a tar pit.
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's about fuel. Okay, Travis. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. While the midnight oil burns, we're stuck in a tar pit. This is like the La Brea tar pits. We are stuck. All right. So if we're not winning and we're not losing, what are we? We're Terry Schiavo. We're on life support. We are in a coma. We are treading water. What are we doing? Tell me. I don't know. There's got to be a phrase for it. So they're throwing out General Abizaid. Goodbye to you, General Abizaid. We don't want you. Victory in Iraq is achievable, he says, but not by us, I don't think. It could be achievable, but who is it achievable by? 349-1320, Sandra in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Sandra.
Hey. Hey, listen, I have a word for you. How about nightmare?
We're not with...
I am so disturbed and so sickened by this man and this war. It's like, is this some sort of bad joke? The Democrats are elected, and they're starting to waffle. And I'm like, this really needs to come to a conclusion. I mean, he's horrific, and I really wish they would consider impeaching him.
I'm going to tell you what offends me the most of all. Here is the midterm election. If we thought we were waggling our finger in his face and saying, you know what, forget about it, sonny boy, slamming you up against the wall, we're not, you know, you guys are not going to be in control, and we have the Iraq study group. Hey, sonny boy, guess what? Your dad's old friends and advisors, intervention, slamming you up against the wall. What does he care? He's snorfling up his sleeve, laughing up sleep because he and Rummy and Cheney have just decided, and poor old Gates, who had a better job, he's going to rue the day he took this job, has been deployed to, we're not winning, we're not losing, let's bulk up the military.
Well, no, and what I'm saying is that there should be ground for impeachment when this man is just flying in the face of reason. I mean, he's standing up there talking as if, oh, no, I'm going to do exactly what I want. I am the decider. Is that where we're at now? It's a dictatorship?
Well, I'm telling you, this is a madman who's taking us down, Sandra. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We have a line open. Danny and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid. We're not winning. We're not losing. What are we doing?
Oh.
Danny, welcome. Wake up. Hmm?
We're mid-creek without a paddle.
We're up a creek without a paddle. Okay, there we are. 349-1320. Sherry, we're not winning. We're not losing. What are we doing?
Hi, are you talking to me?
I am, Sherry.
We're screwed.
Well, you got that right. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. David and Sack, you're live with Enid. We're not winning. We're not losing. What are we doing?
We're occupying.
We're occupying. What? We are being occupied by a madman is also what's going on. 349-1320, 866-620-61320. Emma, we're not winning, we're not losing in Iraq. What are we doing?
We're just running in place.
Yes, we are, treading water and hoping not to drown. Thanks for the call. 349-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. So southbound I-5 just north of Sutterville Road, we have a two-car crash. Westbound I-80 just west of Norwood. And I want to tell you that eastbound 16 over there in Jackson Highway, Slough House, just past it, we have a couple of cars over there involved with a very serious crash. There are several emergency vehicles on scene stopping things down. So if you're headed that way, you might want to take another route. As well as northbound I-5 just north of Hood Franklin Road. That two-car crash is blocking things down over there. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It is significant because it emphasizes democracy in action.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Boxcar Bedding is Sacramento's only authorized top name brand mattress clearance center with big savings on closeout, mismatched, exchanged, and slightly blemished mattresses. Visit their Arden store at the corner of Arden Way and now.
Ho, ho, ho! I can't wait to have a good cigar!
Oh, me too, Santa, me too!
Well, it relaxes me before the big night flight.
Hey, Santa, use this Quilty lighter and cutter.
Well, thanks, Elfie. This will be... Hey, the cutter broke in my hand and this lighter won't light.
Oh, I'm sorry, Santa.
Where did you get this stuff?
I know this guy knows a cab driver in Mexico. He said it was first class.
What were you thinking? You know I demand top quality. I want the real thing. That's why I always go to Tobacco Republic for the best selection of premium cigars, lighters, humidors, and ashtrays.
Sorry, Santa. I guess I need to lay off the eggnog.
Well, look, Elfie, I travel the world and I've never seen a cigar shop with a better selection than Tobacco Republic. And whenever I go there, it's always a party. Way better than Mrs. Claus's after Christmas bash.
Hey, come on now, Santa.
For quality gifts and cigar accessories, go to Tobacco Republic on Taylor Road in downtown Loomis. Tobacco Republic, Sacramento's premier tobacconist.
How would you like to cut your mortgage payment by over 50%? Then pay close attention, because the new Secure Advantage loan, only from Quicken Loans, could cut your payment in half. With the new Secure Advantage loan, you get the advantage of choosing an incredibly low payment month after month, plus the security of knowing your low rate is fixed for years. But these low rates may not last, so call 800-355-5029 to get your fixed rate fast. Join other California homeowners who are putting thousands of dollars back in their pockets. Call 800-355-5029 to see how Secure Advantage could cut your mortgage payment by more than half. That's a 50% lower payment and a fixed rate. Call Quicken Loans at 800-355-5029 and ask about the Secure Advantage loan. Call now, 800-355-5029. Equal housing lender, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Call Quicken Loans now, 800-355-5029.
Live, local, and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Wait, wait, I know I want Chris. What you want? I want T-Bob to give me a headphone set, and I want that side to make me a fly dress. Happy Christmas, I'm a CEO. Happy
Seven on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. We just have a few seconds left. If we're not winning or we're not losing in Iraq, what are we doing? Owen and Sack, if we're not winning or losing, what are we doing?
Well, Enid, we've successfully achieved a static position.
a dynamically static position, would you say?
We've successfully achieved a static position. Now, if we want to achieve a static, you know, a more dynamic position of change, we'll need to, you know,
Sacramento's
resident year-end newscaster.
It's streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
Iraqi people.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. It's been a week and a half since three climbers went missing in harsh conditions on Oregon's Mount Hood. Kelly James' body was found last weekend, and today Sheriff Joe Wampler came to the painful conclusion that further searching for the other two would be fruitless.
The chance of survival is pretty nil at this point.
I'm John Blackstone in Hood River, Oregon. Sheriff said that the families basically told him that the search was over. They had come to understand that the chances that anyone had survived this long were virtually nil. The families thanked him for all the efforts of the search teams. Clearly, the searchers put themselves at risk doing this work. And of the families who said, we realize that this is over.
Not all family members agree, but with another storm moving in, the sheriff says it's just become too dangerous for the search teams. Now this.
Well, we're here with CompUSA technology expert Meg Pixel.
Hi, Bob.
You know, last-minute holiday shopping is a tradition at my house, along with keeping Aunt Bertha away from the mistletoe.
Then head to CompUSA, open this Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to midnight, with incredible last-minute holiday deals.
I knew waiting until the last minute would pay off.
Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to midnight at CompUSA. If you thought the deals were great the day after Thanksgiving, wait till you see these savings.
I'm going to CompUSA, 6 a.m. to midnight, Friday and Saturday.
Both days?
Anything to keep Aunt Bertha away from that mistletoe. She's very aggressive.
Will you be watching when the Suns make us wonder if scoring 200 is so impossible? When we see a battle at the Staples Center with no visiting team? When the Bulls prove that younger is just another word for hungrier? Will you be watching when the Spurs show us 12 men can play with one heart? Will you be watching when?
The NBA on ESPN. LeBron and the Cavaliers face Carter in the Nets, followed by Dirk and the Mavericks versus Ray Allen and the Sonics. Coverage begins tonight at 7:30 Eastern on ESPN.
President Bush, who will soon leave Washington to spend Christmas at his ranch, held his final session of the year with the White House press corps. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller was there.
While admitting that 2006 was a tough year in Iraq, President Bush rejects calls for a pullout and insists retreat is not an option.
Victory in Iraq is achievable. It hadn't happened nearly as quickly as I hoped it would have.
Mr. Bush is still working on a new strategy for Iraq, but has not yet decided if sending in more U.S. troops is the right way to go. But he pledges to work with the new Congress on Iraq and other issues.
You know, there's a lot of attitude here that says, well, you lost the Congress, therefore you're not going to get anything done. Quite the contrary.
To show a spirit of cooperation, Mr. Bush announced he would support a $2.10 increase in the minimum wage over 2 years, a top priority for Democrats. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
The Pentagon's asking for more money.
This is John Harchie in Washington. The Pentagon's request to the White House will be for nearly $100 billion more for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And according to Associated Press, that's on top of money already requested, pushing the total figure in the current year's budget to $170 billion. This estimate apparently does not include the potential cost if President Bush decides to boost U.S. troop strength in Iraq.
It'll be a white Christmas in Colorado and Kansas. Vehicles made their way slowly, if at all, on snow-covered roads in Denver as a major storm whipped up blizzard conditions that made travel hazardous, if not impossible.
I'm Rick Salinger in Denver. The snow is falling even more heavily than earlier in the day. As a result, traffic is getting backed up on the highways, with many cars unable to make it up even the gentlest of hills. Snow plows seem to be in short supply. The airport is closed for all practical purposes. All schools and most businesses are shut down.
Heavy snow fell on top of a slick coating of ice. Interstate 70 had to be closed between Denver and Goodland, Kansas. Colorado Governor Bill Owens has declared a disaster emergency. But this is no disaster for the ski resorts. Molly Cuff is spokeswoman for Colorado Ski Country USA.
Our southwestern resorts, we're getting reports of up to 40 inches of snowfall so far from this snowstorm. Durango Mountain has received up to 3 feet this week. Silverton Mountain has received well over 3 feet.
It couldn't come at a better time with the holidays approaching. They're calling this the perfect storm. During two nights in February, 9 rural churches in Alabama were torched. Today in Birmingham, 3 young men who were college students at the time pleaded guilty to federal arson charges. They face at least 7 years in prison. The churches have either been rebuilt or are in the process with the help of donations. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
local, and left. It's Ian Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Minutes after 4 o'clock. Welcome to Hour 2 of the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. You can join the conversation at 349-1320 or 866-620-1320. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. And you can email me, Enid at kctc.com. You may want to call because we are joined by Dr. Brian Wansink, who has a doctorate from Stanford, and he works at Cornell University, where he is director of the Cornell Food and Brand Lab, and he is a professor at Cornell. And he has written this really fascinating book called Mindless Eating, Why We Eat More Than We Think. Brian Wansink, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's great to be back in California.
Well, we're delighted that you're here, and we're delighted that you're experimenting with something that is, and particularly at this time of year, bedeviling all of us. Talk to me about what mindless eating consists of. What is it?
Well, most people believe that they make about 15 decisions about food a day. In reality, most of us make well over 200 decisions that we're not even aware of. For instance, for breakfast today, you would have decided what cereal to eat, but maybe you also would have to decide whether to have half a bowl or two bowls, whether to put skim milk or whole milk, sugar, banana. I mean, by the time you've made these decisions, you've made 15 before you've even had a bite to eat.
You know what they found out? They did a separate study, not to do with food, but to do with options, because I think we're living in the universe of option glut. And they found out that when you have fewer options, you're a happier person. So maybe...
maybe that's true. Yeah,
so because you don't have that many options, you don't have that many choices, you have to you make the best decision you can, and you can't reverse the decision, you've got to live with it. So now that we have... food bedevils us anyway, and now that we have all these options about food, it doesn't make us happier unless we're trying to eat for comfort. So here we... Go ahead.
It's the tyranny of choice. I mean, we did a study where, I mean, we all know that the more variety there is, the more we eat. We know that every time we go to a Chinese buffet. But we did something with M&Ms where we took M&Ms that were, I mean, all M&Ms taste alike, but we took a big bowl of 8 different colors of M&Ms, and we took a big bowl of 10 different colors of M&Ms, and we had people, you know, take from the bowls. And if people took from a bowl of 10 colors of M&Ms, even though they taste the same, people ended up taking about 45% more candy just because it looked like more variety.
Really?
No, it's
when it was only
cool.
When it was only what, 20% more color? More
yeah. Yeah, it was only 25% more color, but what happened is people said, "Ooh, this looks good."
And so
you know, everything all tastes alike, yeah.
And you know what else you could have done to vary the conclusion?
I am told
this by people who have been to the White House. The White House has its own M&Ms with the White House logo imprinted on the package. Now, I don't know if they're imprinted on each individual M&M from the White House, but they are imprinted on the package. So people who've been there, you know, pocket an M&M, you know, they're never going to eat it. It's going to melt or harden or become completely inedible because it'll be ossified by the time they ever open up that package.
Yeah, but still, one word comes to mind, and that word is road trip.
All right, so you tell me the nature of some of the experiments you've conducted and what you have determined.
Well, one thing that, if you ask people why they overeat, most people say, well, they typically overeat, I mean, other than emotional reasons, they typically overeat because they're really, really hungry or because the food is really, really good. I mean, in reality, these two things play very a very small role in when we overeat and what we eat. We did a study outside of Chicago where we took people who were full. They had just finished eating lunch. And when they came in to see a movie that was playing, it was Mel Gibson's Payback, we gave them either a free huge bucket of popcorn or a free, you know, medium-sized bucket of popcorn. The deal was the popcorn was 5 days old. It was like styrofoam crunchy stale. You know,
well, even when it's 1 day old in the movie, it's not so
yeah,
hard.
And what we did is then so these people weren't hungry. Okay, they weren't given food that was any good. Yet during the movie, the people with the big bucket ate 35% more. And what's going on is you go into a theater and, hey, people around you are eating. That tells you to eat. The movie's playing, and what you do when you watch a movie? You eat. And the fact that being given a big bucket, those with the big bucket ate 35% more popcorn, even though they were full, even though the popcorn tasted terrible. And this is the whole thing. It's the cues around us. It's the environment around us. It causes us not just to eat a lot more than we should, but it causes us to eat a lot more frequently than we should.
All right, and you talked about the cues, and one of the more powerful cues is the smell of popcorn popping. It could be horrible, but there's a nice smell when you walk in. Oh, did you have that in your experiment or not?
Yeah, we've done other studies like that, too. We call that the Cinnabon effect. You know, you can just be stuffed after a meal, and you walk past one of the Cinnabon places in the mall, and you kind of say, oh, I got more room.
All right. You said that what you're finding out, aside from emotional issues about eating, well, emotional issues strikes me as a huge territory. That is a huge geography. Do you do anything that addresses the emotional reasons why people eat?
Oh, yeah. In fact, what's interesting, one thing we end up finding is that people tend to associate emotional eating with negative emotions, but much more frequently, emotional eating ends up being related to positive issues like being celebratory, you know, wanting to kind of maintain a great mood. And so we find people turn to comfort foods, women especially, not only when they're in a sad mood, but when they're in a happy mood. With men, things are a little bit different. Men tend to eat comfort foods more when they're in a happy mood, but when they're in a negative mood, they do other things to sort of displace their emotions.
What do they do when they're not happy, men?
Well, they go with the guys, you know, they kick the dog, they go play sports, they, you know, have a beer, things like this. But what's also interesting is the type of comfort foods that the two genders go for. I mean, if you talk about favorite comfort foods of men, they tend to be these meal-related comfort foods like, you know, pasta, steak, hamburgers, pizza, you know, soup, things like this. If you say, why do you like that stuff so much? They say, hey, you know, it not only tastes good, but when I'm eating that, you know, I'm feeling cared for. I'm feeling like I'm the center of attention. I'm being tended to. You ask women what they like, and they tend to like the more snack-related foods, the chocolate, candy, chips, ice creams, cake, cookies. If you say, hey, wait a minute, don't you like the pasta and the steak? They go, yeah, but it's not really a comfort food. I mean, when I think of it, I don't think of comfort. I think of someone having to prepare it and someone having to clean up after it. That's me or my mother.
That's very uncomfortable.
Yeah,
well, and also, doesn't the research tell us that if you're eating chocolate, which I consider, along with grease, two of the major food groups, if you're eating chocolate, that it has the same, it releases the same sort of effect for women as falling in love?
It does release endorphins,
right?
Exactly.
So it's easier to get your hands on a candy bar, on some Scharfenberger, than it is to get your hands on some, you know, cute guy. Don't you you know, so it's easier. It's, you know, all you have to do is go to the store, you get a candy bar, that's it.
Yeah.
Love in the Dove bar. Tell me some of the other conclusions you've come to, some of the other experiments. And by the way, let me give out the numbers. Often when we have guests, nobody calls. But I suspect that some of you might have questions. And if you do, please feel free. My guest is Dr. Brian Wansink, Wansink. His new book, Mindless Eating, Why We Eat More Than We Think. Brian has his doctorate from one of our favorite schools, Stanford, and he teaches at Cornell, where he is a professor, the John S. Dyson Professor of Marketing and Nutritional Science, and he is director of the Cornell Food and Brand Lab. What do they do at that Food and Brand Lab?
Oh, this is pretty cool. I mean, within 3 hours, we can transform this space to look like anything from a dining room to a den to a living room to a kitchen, and it looks exactly like what that might look like in your home, except for the fact that we have The place is surrounded with one-way mirrors. It's got hidden cameras throughout. We've got scales on basically every surface, whether it be under plates on tables or whether it be in the, on the, you know, side benches next to the Davenport so that we can see how much you eat while you watch TV. And that's what we pretty much do, is look at how, what we do is we vary different elements in it. Like, we might change the lighting, or we might change the music level, or we might change the attractiveness of the person who mysteriously walked in to sit with you and eat while you're there. We see how it influences how much people eat.
If somebody is really attractive and sits next to you, what does that do to your eating pattern? Do you stop eating because you want to look a little thinner if you're planning to fall in love, or what?
It's interesting. What happens is that if you're a woman, you do. You do eat less if somebody attractive sits next to you, because it's kind of consistent with your the gender stereotype for women. You know, you eat less, you show yourself to be more attractive, maybe even more feminine that way.
Yeah, you don't want to just shovel it in and gobble
it out. But it even gets worse. Guys actually eat a little bit more when they eat with somebody attractive. And what we find out it's consistent with is the idea that it's consistent with their gender stereotype that, you know, a real man has this insatiable appetite. they're healthy. You know, they're virile. You know, they're not picking at their food.
They're not looking for a chocolate bar to release those endorphins. They have other methods of doing that. The number 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Obesity, of course, is practically pandemic. It is a huge problem. It is a huge health problem. What observations can you make about obesity and how we could stem it?
Well, one thing that goes on is that the typical person, we find over 80% of the population that gains weight in a given year gains it at less than 2.5 pounds a year. Okay, and you kind of go, well, what's that mean? Well, what that means on a day-to-day basis is about 25 calories. If you eat 25 calories more today than you did when you're in energy balance, you'll gain 2.5 pounds by the end of the year. And 25 calories is the equivalent of one Hershey Kiss or 5 M&Ms.
And so if you have in every day one Hershey's Kiss or 5 M&Ms, it doesn't look like much, but it's 25 calories, and over the course of a year, that translates into 2.5 pounds.
Well, that's exactly right. But what happens is that when we kind of all of a sudden after 20 years of eating, of gaining 2.5 pounds a year, we find ourselves 50 pounds overweight, what we tend to do is we want to lose it all in one weekend. We go, oh, my God. That high school reunion is on Monday. It's already Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is we tend to go on these deprivation diets where we cut something out. It might be, you know, it might be carbohydrates. It might be pizza. It might be chocolate. It might be something. And what ends up happening is for most people, the amount of willpower and the amount of deprivation that occurs is so strong, it backfires. So the key to this is ends up being to just find some small things you can change in your environment that can trim 200 to 300 calories out of your day, because you're not going to miss that either psychologically or physiologically. And what's going to happen if you cut 200 to 300 calories out a day, that's going to result in a 25 pound weight loss over the course of a year.
Really? All right. I want to talk to you about this, and I do want to ask you this question. If you're trimming, if you can, by just having an additional 25 calories a day, like a Hershey's Kiss or 5 M&Ms, and that translates into 2.5 pounds for the year, does it work the other way around? That if you
Absolutely.
Were able to cut 25 calories a day from what you were eating, would you lose 2.5? It seems like it's a lot easier to put it on than it is to take it off.
No. Well, that may be because, I mean, these are really tempting foods that we're looking at. And oftentimes we find ourselves just sort of inching up in most of our expectations. We find ourselves maybe pouring a little bit more cereal every day than we might, you know, pouring a little bit more cereal every year than we might have poured the year before, you know, eating a little bit larger of a portion. Even if we take a look at plate size, if you look at 6 ounces of pasta, if you put that on an 8-inch plate, it looks like a huge amount. You put that same 6 ounces on a 12-inch plate, like most of our dinner-sized plates, I mean, it doesn't even look like an appetizer.
That's right, and not only supersizing portions, but over the years, we've supersized the size of plates.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I believe most of us end up being, in some ways, annoyingly, our own worst enemy in our homes, because we've set our homes up to kind of booby-trap our diets by leading us to eat more than we want and leading us to eat more often than we want.
All right. Now, if you were writing an RX for us and we want to cut 200 or 300, I know that when people go to these fancy, like the Canyon Ranch and all these fancy spas, I am told, I have not been there, but that, you know, it's one of these places where you pay a fortune per day so that they don't feed you. You know, you can do this at home for free. But I guess it's not as, they don't pamper you. You're not as pampered at home. But in any event, what they do is train you into very small portions, very tasty, but very small portions. And, of course, they have programs of activity and exercise and massages and, you know, and facials and all this pampering stuff that people seem to like, and the combination seems to work. So if we don't want to go to the Canyon Ranch or places like that where it's rather pricey, how can we do this at home?
Well, as my book, Mindless Eating, talks about, what we want to do is we want to stay within the mindless margin, which means we don't want to cut more than about 300 calories out of our day on any day, because it's just going to lead to deprivation. It's just too hard to do. If you do that, you know, it becomes a full-time job to try to lose any weight. So to turn these 200 to 300 calories away, the easiest way to do is to find small things that, you know, might add up to 100 calories less a day. And we find that, we outline these in mindless eating, that there are five areas where people tend to trip themselves up. That it can be meal stuffing, it can be snack grazing, restaurant indulging, party binging, and desktop or dashboard dining. Now, we've got some little tests in the appendix so the person can find out which one or possibly two of these are their own or their sort of biggest downfall, and that gives you an idea of what to attack. So you don't really need to do things on all five of those fronts, because for most of us, or for the vast majority of people, it's just one or two of those areas that are a real downfall.
All right, I want to talk more about this, because this is a subject that fascinates me. I'm fascinated by the subject of food, because I can barely cook, but I have a great appreciation for good food, and I'm hoping one day to learn how to cook instead of assemble. And because I was sort of a pudgy little kid, weight has always been an issue, and I work really hard. I work out at the gym, but it's never easy. It's not easy. It's really not easy. So I'm looking for all these kinds of tips and clues, and I'm fascinated by your research. My guest, Dr. Brian Wansink, his book, Mindless Eating, Why We Eat More Than We Think. If you have questions, this is a place to ask them. 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Some slow traffic we have going on 160 by Sloop House. That is it's two or three cars over there, but the traffic has slowed down to about 5 miles per hour and even stopped. One guy called me and said about 25 minutes for a wait there. Eastbound 50 at Southbound I-5, we have a two-car crash blocking the freeway. And Jackson Road, just west of Dillard Road, a three-car crash has stopped traffic. Major injuries. We have several emergency vehicles over there as well. Southbound Cap City Freeway, just north of El Camino Avenue, a two-car crash. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Moving the metal to the pedal. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Ever since we got Sure West broadband services, you guys haven't left the house.
Actually, Mom, we haven't left the couch.
Oh, good point, son. Can you pass the chips?
Oh, come on, guys. Let's go out to a movie.
Why? We get them all with Sure West. HBO, Cinemax, Starz Encore, Showtime, the movie channel.
Then let's go to a game.
Why, honey? We can see it all with Sure West. Sports live and high def.
Okay, well, what about dinner?
I'll go online with Sure West, or we'll call and have it delivered. Make life easy with Sure West. You get digital basic TV, high-speed internet, and residential phone, all for just $79 a month. Plus, call now and get two premium services like HBO, HDTV, or TiVo for 3 months free.
Honey, any soda in the fridge?
Why don't you call Sure West? Maybe they have that too.
Call 866-SURE-WEST or go to surewest.com. Restrictions apply. Offer excludes taxes, fees, and rebates. For wireless, digital TV, high-speed internet, local or long-distance calling, when all you really want is everything, Sure West.
Good evening, everybody. Bob Dole here. Now, as we approach the end of this millennium, I'm reminded of what things were like at the end of the first millennium. I mean, back then, we didn't have these fancy NASA space missions. I mean, because back then, the world was a giant slab on the back of a turtle. Bob Dole remembers those days. But that's not why Bob Dole is here. Bob Dole is here because, as you know, many men are afraid to talk about personal health issues. But Bob Dole is not afraid to come right out and say it. There have been times when, well, let's just say sometimes Air Force Bob is grounded. In other words, Bob Dole has trouble launching an exploratory committee. Or as Liddy likes to say, the buffet at Bob's Big Boy is closed.
Here at Hyundai, we're challenging Honda and Toyota head-on. At the Hyundai Challenge year-end sales event, it's your last, best, biggest chance to save big. And lease a 2007 Hyundai Sonata for only $199 a month. That's a $199 lease on the fuel-efficient Hyundai Sonata, with more standard safety features and more interior space than Accord. And Hyundai's award-winning quality is backed by America's best warranty. Come see how we challenge Honda and Toyota. We're up to the challenge, and you'll be able to lease a new Sonata for only $199 a month, but only if you hurry. The event ends soon. Lease the award-winning Hyundai Sonata for only $199 a month for 30 months with an initial payment due at signing of $1,998. Only at the Hyundai Challenge year-end sales event. See dealer for limited warranty and offer details. Tax, title, license, extra. Call 1-800-564-1560 for lease details. Offer ends 1207.
Still searching for that special Christmas gift? Offer your special someone a day at Aesthetics by Jeanette Day Spa in Sacramento. Give the experience of a full day with the most extraordinary spa treatments exclusive to Aesthetics by Jeanette. One, if not the only authentic European spas in Sacramento, Aesthetics by Jeanette gives you a choice of over 100 spa treatments. It is by far the most luxurious spa facilities with elegant private dressing rooms and especially equipped water rooms. For your special holiday gift, select from any of the five jet water treatments, glowing skin, salt scrub, aromatherapy honey wraps with hot essential oils or European facials, traditional massages such as Swedish, hot stone, or shiatsu, mud and mineral baths, eucalyptus steam room, French manicures, hot paraffin pedicures, makeup and hair. So many wonderful choices. So go ahead, treat your special someone to a pampered day. Located at 2322 Butano Drive across from Country Club Plaza, Aesthetics by Jeanette is open 7 days a week. Call 486-8338 to order your gift certificate now.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
I ain't talking just to tease people like you that don't grow on trees. Look at you, that's what it's gonna be. Have everything I need around my sober Christmas tree.
I love you, too, 428 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7. My guest, Dr. Brian Wansink. The book, which is really fascinating, is called Mindless Eating, Why We Eat More Than We Think. Brian, I'm looking at the beginning of the book, which says something along the lines of, let's see if I can find it. The best diet is the one you don't know you're on. So give us a secret. Well, for how we can cut 300 calories and from our diets without feeling too much of the pain.
Well, I mean, the key is, first of all, to find which area you're most prone to overeating in. And it might be overeating at meals or snacks or, like, you know, as I said, parties, restaurants, or driving or typing on a keyboard. And once you find that area, there's a lot of things you can trim up. And, I mean, the book goes, you know, about 300 different research-based examples, how many calories it'll trim out if you get rid of those. But let's say, for instance, that your problem is overeating at the dinner table, eating too much at meals. One thing we find is that, especially with a lot of guys, or fast eaters, if somebody finishes eating, you know, you usually just don't get up and leave the rest of the people eating there. You end up sort of kind of waiting for them to finish, and in the meantime, what you do is you take a second or you take a third helping of things. One thing we find is that if a person ends up taking kind of the family-style servings of pasta and meat and simply moving them back on the stove or moving them on the counter 6 or more feet away, what it does, it'll cut down the amount a person eats by about 30%.
You're kidding. Just to put it six or more feet away, we'll cut down. People are so lazy, they won't go that extra 6 feet?
It's unbelievable. When the thing is, it's not that they're lazy, but we've done studies where we actually photograph people eating in their homes, or rather videotape people eating in their homes. We'll say, you know, when you move it away, we'll say, you know, you didn't really go back. You only went back once or twice. What's kind of going on? Are you too lazy to walk 6 feet? No, we don't say that. But we say, why didn't you go the 6 feet? Is it too much effort? And they go, you know, it's not that it's too much effort, but it's just that 6 feet gives me pause to ask myself, am I really that hungry?
All right, let me throw a wrench into what you're saying, because
sure.
It's almost like a price point. In retail, when they decide at what point to make the price, mm-hmm. if they go just a penny or two over, people won't do it. And if it's under, they can't make as much money. So the art of it is to find that exact price point. In a way, that's what you're talking about here, too, that exact point where people, you know, 6 feet is too far to go. It isn't that it's too much effort, but it's a little bit too far to go. We know that it takes about, 15 or 20 minutes before your stomach registers that it's full?
Yes, exactly.
All right, so how do you do this? And here's the thing that I think is bedeviling to a lot of people. Let's say you're out. You're at a dinner. You're out socially. You're at a party. It's a cocktail party, or it's, you know, it's a buffet, or you're at a dinner party. Everybody's sitting and eating. And so you're so busy talking and being social that you're really not paying attention as to how full you are. And if people are eating, then you eat. There's a kind of miming that goes on, right?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, what we find is if you eat with one other person, you'll tend to eat about 35% more than you'll eat than if you eat alone. If you eat with seven other people, you eat closer to 85%.
Oh, my God. If you eat with... So what is the secret for dealing with this other than being aware that this is what is going to happen or could happen?
Yeah, well, and the thing is, being aware of it's not really going to take care of it, because the thing is, we enjoy being around other people. We enjoy being around friends and family. It's a fun, celebratory experience. And so we very easily lose track of how much we eat. Well, I mean, the easy thing to do at home is, like, you know, one thing and ends up being, you know, moving serving trays off the table, because at least then you have to be very diligent if you want to overeat. In a restaurant, what ends up happening is this results in people eating longer when you eat with more people. And the longer you eat, the more you kind of grab another piece of bread, the more you are likely to order another drink, the more you're likely to get dessert because everybody else is getting it, and you want to extend the experience. Well, the last thing you want to do is be the person who goes, no, I'm on a diet.
Right, especially if it's around the holidays and you've worked really hard and you're exhausted and you want to celebrate and you want to be, good to yourself, even though that being good to yourself is going to remain on your hips for the next 6 months.
Well... Yeah, come in, and you're going to ruin the holidays or the dinner experience for both you and everybody else. One thing to do is just kind of put a limit on what you end up doing, but giving yourself a lot of freedom. We find that the more, the less restrictive a person is in themselves, the more they're likely to kind of eat a smaller amount but not feel deprived. So to say, I'm not going to eat dessert. Oh, gee, well, that's if you really like dessert, that's a losing proposition. Instead, we say use a rule of two and say, in addition to whatever you're having as an entree, you can only have two other items. But you can have any two items you want to, but just only two. I mean, and that could be an appetizer and a drink. It could be
an appetizer and dessert.
Yeah, or a piece of bread and a dessert. It could be, you know, two appetizers. And as long as you do that, you really kind of look and you say, okay, what do I really want here? And in doing something like that, all of a sudden, it's not a deprivation experience, but when it's more of an empowering experience.
Oh, I think that's really brilliant. I like that a lot. Let's go to the phones. Pat in Sac. Hi, you're live with Brian Wansink and with Enid Goldstein on AM 1320. Hi, Pat.
Hi, thanks for the show. It's really a good topic.
Thank you.
I have struggled, Doctor, I've struggled for years with nighttime eating. I'm one of those people that can wake up out of a sleep at 3 a.m. in the morning, and I crave a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and I'll even eat it with low-fat milk.
Well, you got to cut your calories where you can.
You know, I know. It's gross, isn't it? I feel like the guy goes through the McDonald's window and orders a double cheeseburger and then has a Diet Coke. I mean, I don't abuse food. I can tell you honestly, I don't abuse food during the day. But the extra 250 calories that you're talking about that has made me a 250-pound porker
Yeah, Panthers.
It occurs at 3 a.m. in the morning. Yeah. Have you got any thoughts? I mean, I've
yeah, I actually do. In fact, that was a topic about 2 weeks ago on my blog, which is on mindlesseating.org. One of the things that happens with nighttime cravings of carbohydrates is part of it is a little bit psychological. You get into the script of eating at the same time. What's interesting about that is another part is physiological, and what's recently been discovered is that a lack of vitamin B in a person's diet can trigger these nighttime cravings for carbohydrates. So one thing to consider doing is take a vitamin B complex in the morning and then see if some of that desire ends up kind of waning by the time nighttime comes around.
And what happens if you, to use the phrase that we shouldn't be using, deprive yourself of your peanut butter and jelly at night? Do you feel like you're hungry or you're weaker or you're lacking something? Is that what happens, Pat?
No, it's more like a heroin addict needing a fix.
Well, we've all been there, I know.
I have to admit it, because I'm a really self-controlled person otherwise, but it's a horrible, horrible sensation.
Do you stop with one peanut butter and jelly, or are you a multiple peanut butter and jelly addict?
No, actually, it fits in a pattern I read about. It's either a high-density fat or a polished carbohydrate that you crave, typically. And the more stress I'm under, either emotionally or physically, like after a heavy workout, I will crave, for instance, a sugar. You know, if I'm under a lot of stress emotionally throughout the day at work, I will crave a fat.
Yeah. Well, and Ken, I think when they end up being carbohydrates, you might want to try this a B complex vitamin in the morning. Just see if it helps any after a workout. That might just be calorie replenishment.
So D is in David complex.
Yeah.
Okay.
I really appreciate the input.
Pat, I hope that that's helpful. And also, you can get D in the sun. You can get it with milk.
No, B. B is in boy.
Oh, you said B complex. Oh, B is in boy complex. Okay. Sorry about that. Thank you very much, Pat. And good luck.
Thank you.
349-1320, 866-626-1320. My guest, Brian Wansink. We're talking about mindless eating. Okay. Talk to me about some of the other, experiments that you have conducted. For example, North Dakota wine.
Okay. Well, One thing that comes up frequently is how our expectations influence our actual taste of an item. And we, in my lab, what we have, or near my lab, we have a restaurant that's only open one night a week, but it serves gourmet dinners that run about $25 a person. But really, the entire restaurant is just set up to run experiments. But nobody knows that. And so what happened a couple of Februarys ago, a cold February a couple of years ago, is when people came in, what we had done is we had bought a bunch of cases of this wine called Charles Schwab.
Two Buck Chuck.
That's exactly right.
Oh, from Trader Joe's. And you know, Cornell, of course, has a very famous restaurant school. So here you are at Cornell looking at the other side of things. Okay, so you got Two Buck Chuck from Trader Joe's.
They just soaked all the labels off. We replaced the labels with one of two labels. One label says it was a Cabernet Sauvignon from California, a place known for fine wine.
Mm-hmm.
The other half of the bottle's got a label that looked exactly the same, except it says a Cabernet from North Dakota, a state not known yet for wine production.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what happened is at the beginning, we knew from a prior test that if people drank the California, what they thought was California wine, they rated it as tasting better. But what we wanted to see was how it influenced the rest of the meal. And so what we did when people came in is we gave them a complimentary glass of wine and told them, you know, gave them the bottle and told them it was either from California, and other tables we gave them the bottle and told them it was from North Dakota. And what we did is we videotaped what happened. And at the end of the night, people who drank what they thought was California wine, they ate about 10 minutes longer, they ate more of their meal, they enjoyed their meal more, and they ended up making reservations to come back sooner. But people from North Dakota who thought they were drinking North Dakota wine, even though it's the exact same wine,
right,
when they finished their meal in kind of a hurry, the night wasn't really all that magical for them. They didn't eat as much. They didn't like the food as much. And we asked them, hey, would you care to make reservations? They'd say, oh, man, this is really a busy time of the year. You know, I'll get back to you.
So when they had to pay the $25, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
for the gourmet meal, which probably didn't begin to cover the real cost of the meal, or it did?
I mean, I think it did. I think the food costs were about 11 or so.
Oh, okay. So if they thought they were having a more luxurious experience, then they relaxed more, they enjoyed the food, it was more sybaritic,
yeah.
And they wanted to come back again. But if it was only North Dakota, then that colored not only the two-buck truck, not only colored the wine, but it colored the whole experience and the food, which was probably the identical food. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. But I mean, if you look at the way that most people buy wine, and we've done a number of studies on this, most people who aren't very experienced wine purchasers end up, they have a price point, let's say $10. They walk to a wine store, they kind of find a label that looks pretty and a bottle of wine that's about $10, and they buy it. And you know, in reality, it's probably a very good way for most non-wine aficionados to both buy and drink wine, because if they take it and people look at it and they go, whoa, that looks great, they're very much likely to think it's going to be much better.
They're going to think that it's a good wine.
Yeah,
even though if it could be a very good wine and not be so packaged in such a pretty way,
yeah,
or such an inviting way.
We did an example a while back. I took this we had a dinner party, and I made up the fake label of this 1945 Chateau Mouton Rothschild, one of the finest wines in the world. I made the label, scanned it, and put it on a bottle of wine that was called, it was from Romania, it was called Werewolf Wine. Oh, people drank it. Oh, they went on and on and on, and I kind of, it was to the point that I just kind of felt a little bit guilty about taking the label off.
Well, I know people, actually. I do know people in Colorado who buy two-buck chuck, and they decant it, and they put it in a fancy crystal, they put it in a nice decanter, and their guests do not know that what they are drinking. So I'm sure there's a lot to that. My guest is Brian Wansink, his book, Mindless Eating. More as we continue, I have to find out the secret of we need to have, as we try to get that extra 25 calories a day off the smaller plates. We need to do that, and more tips as we continue, because we have to solve this problem. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Okay, Brian and Enid.
Yes.
I just want to tell you that what you're trying to accomplish and help out, it's working, but it's making me more hungry.
Yes, I see that they have jumped into a vat of chocolate in the control room right now.
Thank you so much, Brian and Enid. Okay, let me tell you, though, Brian, you should be very happy you're not on the streets of Sacramento right now, because at Howe and Arden, we do have a two-car crash slowing things down severely. Hazel Avenue, just south of Sunset Avenue, we have the same, a two-car crash. Southbound Cap City Freeway, just north of El Camino Avenue. Probably not go that way. We're stopped down. We have two or three emergency vehicles in the roadway. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Not right, but she's never wrong.
Yeah.
Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-345-8689. 1-800-345-8689. Call now. 1-800-345-8689. 1-800-345-8689.
Hi, I'm Michelle Shockley, going places on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Check out Happy Feet at the Esquire IMAX. It's a comedy adventure set in the land of emperor penguins in Antarctica. The Friday night performance by the African Music Children's Choir at the Christ Unity Church on Folsom Boulevard in Rancho Cordova has been postponed due to an extraordinary opportunity to raise awareness for poverty and AIDS in Africa by singing on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. John Lee Hooker Jr., son of the legendary bluesman John Lee Hooker, is at the Torch Club on Saturday night. The Crocker Art Museum has Irving Norman's artwork on display. His show is called Dark Metropolis. And the Left Channel welcomes Al Kooper to Harlow's on January 6th. Al Kooper has played, produced, and written with most of the rock icons of the 20th century. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Al Kooper. I'm Michelle Shockley, going places on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your shopping. Yep. The holidays are officially here, and you could use a fresh gift idea. Well, you're in luck, because I've got a gift idea that's perfect for everyone. Gift certificates from the Good Feet Store. That's right. You can give the wondrous comfort, balance, and support of Good Feet Arch Supports this season. Okay, so Good Feet gift certificates may not be as exciting as a weekend in Tahoe, but with the Good Feet Lifetime Warranty, they'll be appreciated forever. You might say that Good Feet Arch Supports are the gift they'll never ask for, but will enjoy for a lifetime. If someone on your list is on their feet all day, has sore feet, aching back, or even plantar fasciitis, or just wants to maintain their active lifestyle, Good Feet Arch Support gift certificates could be the perfect gift. Visit the Good Feet store in Sacramento, Roseville, Modesto, Stockton, and Fairfield. Call toll-free 1-866-FIT-FEET. That's 1-866-FITFEET. Or visit goodfeet.com. This holiday, everybody wants Good Feet, America's number one arch support.
What's your secret for saving money on prescription drugs? If you don't have one, listen to this. Now you can save up to 80% on your prescription drugs when you call for a free money-saving brochure. It's from MedCenter Canada, and it's absolutely free when you call 1-800-604-9119. See how easy it is to save money on the same prescription drugs you find at your local drugstore. Drugs like Lipitor, Zocor, Fosamax, Zyrtec, and many, many others. Filled by licensed pharmacists and delivered right to your door. Call 1-800-604-9119 and get this free money-saving brochure. There's no obligation, and if you call right now, you'll also get free shipping on your first order. Don't pay full price any longer. Find out how easy and safe it is to save up to 80% on your prescription drugs. Pick up the phone and call MedCenter Canada toll-free right now. 1-800-604-9119. That's 1-800-604-9119.
Miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Goldstein, 448 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7 on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. My guest, Dr. Brian Wansink. I hope, Brian, am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
It's Wansink.
Wansink, I'm sorry. The book is Mindless Eating. It's really fascinating. Subtitle, Why We Eat More Than We Think. Can we do better if we eat with chopsticks? Will we eat less if we eat with chopsticks because it's a little bit harder? Maybe you expend a calorie or two more?
Well, I don't know if it's because you expend calories, but what it does is it slows you down. And the slower you eat, the more it enables you to keep pace with the rest of the people at the table, unless you're likely to take seconds and thirds and fourths. We did a study in a series of all-you-can-eat Chinese restaurants in California.
I think it's very dangerous to go to any all-you-can-eat place, don't you? I mean, it's so tempting, and you wind up eating way more than you think.
You know, and there's a lot of nice little tips you can use to actually get all-you-can-eat buffets to work for you.
Oh, okay. What are they?
Oh, yeah, but I mean, one of the things we were talking about with the Chinese restaurants is we went to a bunch of restaurants in California, Minnesota, and New York, and kind of did some observations we found. Perhaps not ironically that 23%, if you ended up looking at people who are of normal weight, about 23% of them, of the Caucasians who were of normal weight, ate with chopsticks. Okay, well, if you look at people who are obese, Only 6% of those were eating with chopsticks.
Oh.
Coincidence?
Oh. So chopsticks helps to slow it down.
It definitely slows you down, and then there might be something in the fact that the skinniest people in a restaurant end up using those.
And so what are there other tips to eating in a buffet or an all-you-can-eat situation?
Well, I mean, in the book Mindless Feeding, we kind of described one of the studies that we did at buffets where people could either eat everything they wanted to and go back as much as they wanted to, or we told people they could go back as much as they wanted to, but they could only put two items on their plate at a time, okay? So you could, you know, load it up with the crab rangoons and your brownies if you wanted to, but you could only put two items on at a time. And, hey, you could go back as much as you wanted. And what we found in that case is the people who restricted themselves to just having two items on their plate at a time ended up eating about 32% less food over the course of the entire year.
Even if they loaded up with brownies, and crab rangoon is deep fried, isn't it? That's not a low-cal dish.
No, neither of those are low-cal dishes. Because I used that as an extreme example for chuckles. You could put anything on that you wanted to, and what we ended up finding is that over the course of the entire evening, just people ended up eating a lot less because you tend to put your favorite foods on first, and if you put your favorite foods on first and a lot of the filler foods, I just don't seem that interesting for the fourth trip.
Well, here we are. We're a society that's become increasingly obese, so we need to get off 300 calories a day, and we need to do it in a way that's kind of painless. How do we do it?
Well, I mean, it depends on where your biggest sort of problem is. And in my book, Mindless Feeding, I kind of point people to which of these five sort of problem areas are the biggest problems. But let's say, for instance, that snacking, that you're a snack grazer. One thing in this study that was it's in the book Mindless Eating, but it just came out in a journal, is that you want to stay away from low-fat snacks. Now, if you look at low-fat snacks, they're low in fat, but they're not low in calories. The typical, when they take the fat out, they replace it with sugar, so it keeps its taste. So the average low-fat snack,
really a high-fat snack.
Well, you know, it has 11%. You know, it has 11% fewer calories. But the typical person believes it has more like 40% fewer calories than the regular stuff. And so what happens is that over a snacking episode, the average person will eat at least 28% more calories when they eat a low-fat snack.
Because you think you can get away with it because it's low-fat.
Right. They believe they're going to feel less guilt, and they do feel less guilt. And they believe they're eating fewer calories.
Okay, so that's all right. So that's one thing to look at. What else? I think smaller plates. Maybe start using chopsticks instead of forks. What else?
Well, in another study, what we ended up doing was we took office workers and we put a little bowl of Hershey Kisses either on their desk or just 6 feet from their desk, and for a month we refilled this bowl every night. And one thing we found is that when the Hershey Kisses were just 6 feet away, people ate 4 Hershey Kisses during the course of the day. If they're on a person's desk, a person ate 9. Now that's 125 calories more per day. And if you were to do that every day for 365 days, you'd gain 12.5 pounds.
Ooh. Brian Wensink, we are going to have to say goodbye to each other, but I have enjoyed our conversation immensely, and the book is fascinating, Mindless Eating. You have given us, well, food for thought.
Well, there's also, if you're interested, there's the website mindlesseating.org.
Okay.
We're starting the Mindless Eating Challenge on January 1st for people who want to mindlessly lose weight.
Well, we are going to sign right up for that. Thank you so much, and thank you for a wonderful book. Happy holidays, and stay slim.
And to you and all of your listeners,
thank
too.
You so much. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, our weather, I mean, it was chilly, really chilly this morning, actually. Lows tonight of 33. We're going to see highs tomorrow on Thursday, 53, and tomorrow night lows 40. Some clouds going on, but honestly, sunshine Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And our traffic southbound 99 going a little slow. Also, 50 over top of the mountain, coming down by Watt Avenue, north end I-5 by P Street.
Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
While we're slinging mud, we're slinging the truth.
Perhaps you should keep that in mind before making sensationalist claims.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
This is News 10 Now. I'm Dale Shornack. Relatives of a woman who died in an early morning apartment fire in Lodi have identified her as Jessica Drummond. Drummond is the daughter of Assistant San Joaquin County Sheriff John Drummond. Witnesses say a garbage man passing by the burning building at 1:45 this morning woke up everybody and got most of the residents out and away from the fire. The California State Supreme Court has agreed to hear the case against the state's ban on same-sex marriage. Details tonight on News 10 at 5.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ernie Bodai. When I first proposed the breast cancer research stamp in 1998, I had no idea it would become the highest-selling stamp in U.S. history. The stamp has raised millions of dollars for breast cancer research, but much more still needs to be done to combat this disease. Please visit curebreastcancer.org to learn more about how you can help. Together, we can fund the fight to find a cure.
How would you like to cut your mortgage payment by over 50%? Then pay close attention, because the new Secure Advantage loan, only from Quicken Loans, could cut your payment in half. With the new Secure Advantage loan, you get the advantage of choosing an incredibly low payment month after month, plus the security of knowing your low rate is fixed for years. But these low rates may not last, so call 800-355-5029 to get your fixed rate fast. Join other California homeowners who are putting thousands of dollars back in their pockets. Call 800-355-5029 to see how Secure Advantage could cut your mortgage payment by more than half. That's a 50% lower payment and a fixed rate. Call Quicken Loans at 800-355-5029 and ask about the Secure Advantage loan. Call now, 800-355-5029. Equal housing lender, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Call Quicken Loans now, 800-355-5029.
Jamba Juice. No, Arden Fair Mall. Wait, Borders Books. Although, Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op.
Ma'am, do you want to think about it and call us back?
Nope, I'm going with Jamba Juice.
Okay.
Or Borders. But Arden Fair Mall.
Making a choice isn't always easy. When it comes to the environment, choosing to make it better is easy. Choose a cleaner, healthier environment by joining Smud's Greenergy. For as little as $3 a month, Smud will match your electricity use with energy created from clean, renewable resources like the wind and sun. It doesn't get much easier than that. Plus, get your choice of a free $10 gift certificate from Borders Books, Jamba Juice, Arden Fair Mall, or Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op when you enroll for 6 months or more.
I'll take Arden Fair or Borders. But the food co-op...
Start with the easy choice and join Smud's Greenergy today. Enroll online at smud.org or call 1-888-742-SMUD. Smud.
I'm Bill Whitney. With another storm moving in, the search on Oregon's Mount Hood has been suspended indefinitely.
We think this is a valid decision, based on the people that are necessary to go up there and do these things.
CBS News correspondent Stephen Kaufman is there.
Choking back tears, Hood River County Sheriff Joe Wampler said he's giving up any hope of finding two missing climbers alive on Mount Hood. Wampler changed the rescue operation to a recovery mission because of lack of sufficient manpower resources and current severe weather on the mountain.
This time of year, Mount Hood is a dangerous place to be, based on weather conditions.
Authorities, however, are promising they'll continue searching for the two men when weather conditions improve and resources are available. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Hood River, Oregon.
The body of the third climber, Kelly James, was found Sunday. Today, the medical examiner said James died several days earlier of hypothermia. Holiday shopping is on hold across much of Colorado and Kansas as a blizzard piles snow on top of ice. Drivers in Denver had trouble getting traction, and CBS News correspondent Jennifer Miller says that's been a common predicament.
We were on a major highway, Interstate 70, and there was about 6 inches of snow that people were spinning out in. SUVs, four-wheel drive vehicles were fishtailing down the highway. Cars that shouldn't normally be spinning out were losing control. People were going off into the ditch. It was a bad scene, and you would think that the snowplows hadn't been out. The snowplows were out. We saw them working. They just couldn't keep up with all the snow.
I-70 had to be closed between Denver and Goodland, Kansas. Denver International Airport is shut down, stranding thousands of travelers. The Denver Nuggets called off tonight's game with the Phoenix Suns, and Colorado Governor Bill Owens has put National Guard Humvees on standby to rescue stranded motorists. Iraq was topic A at President Bush's year-end news conference. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller reports.
With the U.S. death toll in Iraq nearing the 3,000 mark, President Bush calls it the most painful aspect of his presidency, that his decisions have cost the lives of good men and women. In fact, he says his meetings with the families of the fallen bolster his determination to win in Iraq.
Most people have asked me to do one thing, and that is to make sure that their child didn't die in vain, and I agree with that. That the sacrifice has been worth it.
Again and again, Mr. Bush said America will stay engaged in Iraq, though the year ahead will require more difficult choices and sacrifices. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
Mr. Bush reached out to the new Democratic majority in Congress.
I support the proposed $2.10 increase in the minimum wage over a two-year period. I believe we should do it in a way that does not punish the millions of small businesses that are creating most of the new jobs in our country.
He wants a wage hike coupled with tax cuts and regulatory relief for small business. Today on Wall Street, the Dow slipped 7 points to close at 12,463. This is CBS News.
Well, we're here with CompUSA technology expert Meg Pixel.
Hi, Bob.
You know, last-minute holiday shopping is a tradition at my house, along with keeping Aunt Bertha away from the mistletoe.
Then head to CompUSA, open this Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to midnight, with incredible last-minute holiday deals.
I knew waiting until the last minute would pay off.
Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to midnight at CompUSA. If you thought the deals were great the day after Thanksgiving, wait till you see these savings.
I'm going to CompUSA, 6 a.m. to midnight, Friday and Saturday.
Both days?
Anything to keep Aunt Bertha away from that mistletoe. She's very aggressive.
Are you thinking about buying one of those inexpensive memory foam mattresses? Think again. Tempur-Pedic is the only mattress made from authentic Tempur material. The one that shapes and contours to your body, guaranteeing a restful, rejuvenating night's sleep. Those knockoffs don't even come close. Call Tempur-Pedic today at 1-800-805-3495, and they'll send you a free video, a sample of the proprietary Tempur material, and a 90-day trial certificate. You won't get that from those other guys. Tempur-Pedic is the real deal. Call 1-800-805-3495.
The crew of Space Shuttle Discovery spent the day scanning the exterior for any signs of heat shield damage, but it looks like the biggest complication for their return to Earth will be iffy weather at the landing sites.
NASA says it wants Discovery on the ground Friday.
We only have one backup day, and as a result, we will be bringing up all three landing sites at Kennedy, Edwards, and Northrop.
The Northrop landing site at White Sands, New Mexico, is a reluctant third choice, as NASA's Phil Angloff, because they don't have the equipment to process Discovery for a quick trip back here to Florida. Discovery does have enough fuel and air to stay up until Saturday, but NASA doesn't want its back up against the wall and will plan on landing the ship somewhere Friday. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
In Miami, a woman who'd borrowed her daughter's moped to get cigarettes accidentally drove into a storm sewer that was under construction. She was rescued. Officials say the woman might have drowned, but the moped got stuck about 4 feet down and kept her above water. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Well, we're here with CompUSA.
What's up with me?
If y'all want to get busy running this, y'all going to have to make some noise. Somebody say yeah! Y'all going to have to get in the spirit. Here we go.
Run from
Live, local, and left. It's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, yeah. Sacramento's Left Channel.
Five minutes after five. Welcome to hour three of the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. If you are just joining us, you've missed a lot of fun today. We began in the first hour, Dickey, our president, George W. Dickey Bush, is saying, he said a few, well, quite a while ago, mission accomplished, and then as recently as a couple of months ago, we're winning the war in Iraq, and now he's saying, today, we're not winning, we're not losing. So if we're not winning, we're not losing, what are we doing? They're so good at branding. Many of you called in. What is the phrase? Treading water? Life support? In a coma? What is it? If we're not winning, we're not losing. And if you just join, if you're just joining us, you miss the author of Mindless Eating. It is a book worth having because he's talking about they've done a tremendous amount of studies and how people, the psychological reasons that people eat more. He hasn't talked about the emotional issues, and that's a whole immense geography by itself. But he talked about what happens when you take and you get some two-buck chuck from Trader Joe's and you put a fancy California Cabernet Sauvignon label on it, and then the other one, when you write with North Dakota wine, and the people who drink the two-buck chuck think that they're enjoying their meal much more and they're more expansive and they want to make a return reservation. And the people who are drinking the North Dakota wine decide that even though the food is the same, that it wasn't so great an experience, they don't spend as much time, they don't want to come back. All of this is really fascinating. And that when you have smaller portions, you know, I think just getting used to the idea that a smaller portion will fill you up, being more mindful. It's hard to do it, particularly when you're eating with a lot of people in the social setting. You're full. You probably were full when you sat down to eat, and then. But it's so much fun, and everything smells so good, and the anticipation is so wonderful. But in England, the Ministry of Health is suggesting the possibility of putting warning labels on fat clothes. And plus sizes, that the obese should have health warnings on their clothes. What do you think about that? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Oversized clothes should have an obesity helpline number sewn into them to try to reduce Britain's fat crisis, said a leading professor. Do you think that the clothing companies are going to go for this? They don't want it. Are you who wants to have an obesity helpline number sewn into the label of their clothes? They're never going to buy those clothes. Everybody is buying plus sizes, but now they're called size 2 and size 3, they have downsized the sizes, so you don't actually know what sizes you are wearing. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Remember, you can email me, Enid, at kctc.com, and we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. Just to let you know, I'm taking next week off. So we have today, and we have Thursday, and we have Friday to wrap up all of our business with each other. You're going to be in great hands with Air America Radio, and I will be back with you on Tuesday, January 2nd. Enid Live resumes. The California Supreme Court unanimously agreed today to decide whether the state's ban on same-sex marriage violates a constitutional ban on discrimination. The justice's move sets aside a lower court's decision in October that upheld state laws banning gays and lesbians from marrying one another. The outcome is not likely until late next year. Massachusetts is the only state that authorizes same-sex marriage. The justices are reviewing an October decision by the San Francisco-based First District? I thought it was the Ninth District. Court of Appeal, which ruled 2-1 that California marriage laws do not discriminate. Oh, this is San Francisco. This is First District is the state, to not discriminate because gays and lesbians get most all the rights of marriage the state confers to heterosexual married couples. I think that that is the best argument, that it isn't, that if you're gay, you don't get the same benefits as if you're straight. You aren't allowed to get married. 349-1320-866-626-1320. What do you think is going to happen? Whether prohibiting same-sex couples from marrying violates the constitutional rights of gays and lesbians is the biggest question surrounding marriage the California Supreme Court has faced since 1948. That year, seven different justices became the first court of the nation to declare laws banning mixed-race marriages unconstitutional discrimination. Do you recall from reading your history or from living long enough that you could not have mixed race marriages? That was against the law in a lot of places. 73, don't ask, don't tell, don't wait. 73% of U.S. military members would accept openly gay and lesbian service members being in their units. This is now according to a new poll released by Zogby. Over 1 in 5 respondents to the survey said that they know for certain that someone in their unit is gay or lesbian. The survey was conducted of both combat and non-combat units, and this is according to a statement. So here it is, this poll, one more nail in the coffin of don't ask, don't tell. 73% of U.S. military don't care if somebody in their unit is gay. They don't have a problem with it. The U.S. military, they're open. They're okay with gays serving openly. What are your thoughts about that? 349-1320. And I got this email from Art. Art says, more gay linguists have been discharged from the military than first thought. The number of Arabic linguists discharged from the U.S. military for violating the don't ask, don't tell policy is higher than first reported. This is according to records obtained by a research group acting under a Freedom of Information Act request. So here we are really, we don't have enough Arab linguists, not in our intelligence services and not in the military, and they're letting these valuable people go because of their sexual orientation. At the same time, the Dickey wants a surge, a bulge, a ratchet up in the military. Where are they going to get 30,000 more people? They're offering people $40,000 to sign up. I don't know if they'll ever get it. Maybe they will. Their bonus, you know, signing bonuses. 349-1320-866-626-1320. John and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, John.
Hi. I just had a quick comment about gay marriage being discrimination against gay people. I really don't think it is, because just like two gay men can't marry each other, two straight men also cannot marry each other. So,
but two straight men don't want to marry each other. And if you get married, if you're a man and a woman get married to each other, they have all kinds of benefits and rights that are not conferred on people who are together, same-sex domestic partnerships. They don't have the same situation.
I'm aware of that, and you know.
Are you saying it's okay to deny people the rights that straight people have, to deny gay people those rights because they're gay? Is that what you're saying, John?
What I'm saying is they're not being denied any rights that are being allowed to straight people.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. Darling, arm yourself with the facts before you call. You can say, well, you know what? The earth is flat, and that's what I feel like. But you are not right about that. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Gay people do not have the same rights. They don't have the right to marry, for one thing. But there is a domestic partnership registry. Carol Migden wants to expand it to include heterosexual couples. We talked about this some yesterday. You have to be gay in order right now to participate in the domestic partner registry, or if you're straight, over 62. So for older couples who don't want to marry for a number of reasons, but who want to be able to make medical decisions on each other's behalf and so on, the legal whatever that accrues to them, or if you're gay and you don't get the same, this would help to confer the same benefits that marriage would. 349-1320, David and Zach. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, David.
Hello. Well, I have a comment about the gays and lesbians in the military. Personally, me being a 20-year veteran plus, you know, it doesn't matter. When you're on the battlefield, it does not really matter.
So you don't have
what matters is what they do for you and what you do for other people, and it's about people. So
if they're confident, if they're really good soldiers, that's really what matters.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And you base them on their own merit. You don't, you know, what they are and who they are is relative.
Well, in this poll, a lot of people said they already knew that they were people who are gay or lesbian in their units, and the people polled here didn't seem to care.
Yeah.
David, I thank you for the call. 349-1320-866-2613-20. Cheryl and Sac, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. Enid, I heard you say the thing about putting labels in clothing. What's wrong with that?
You mean the obesity hotline?
Mm-hmm.
If you're for fatty clothes, for plus-size clothing?
Yeah.
Well, that's what they want to do. There's a professor suggesting that in England, but I'm thinking that if I'm a clothing manufacturer, isn't that going to be off-putting to the people that you are selling clothes to? Maybe they won't want to buy clothes that has a caloric, that says how many calories the clothes have.
But I was telling your screener, it's all in moderation. I lost a great deal of weight about 10 years ago. I still wear a size 6. I just am smart about it, and you're right. Everybody's just eating more and getting bigger. I'm at my son's house for Christmas, and the dogs are greeting me, so...
Wait a minute, Cheryl, before you go, how much weight did you lose?
50 pounds.
How'd you lose it?
I walk a couple of miles every day, and I counted my calories and my fat grams, just the way my healthy son taught me to, and I lost 50 pounds.
And you kept it off?
Yes.
Good for you.
I'm size 6, and I'll be 60 in 2 years.
Good for you. Congratulations. Yes. It's a good inspiration. Thanks. Thanks for calling.
I don't know. I think those labels are not that bad of an idea, but I'm going to go in here and have some Christmas with my kids. So.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Merry Christmas
bye-bye.
To you. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Josh in Citrus Heights. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Enid. I'd like to see the rights that we're conferring to the gay and lesbians conferred to straight people as well, as domestic partners.
Such as?
Well, if you're not religious, you don't want to get married in a church, I think you ought to get the same setup.
I agree with you. I agree with you, and so does Carol Migden, that she wants to extend domestic partnerships to straight couples, to heterosexual couples. And a lot of people don't like that. They think it's marriage light. I don't know what's wrong with marriage light, and I don't know what's wrong with extending domestic partnership if you're not gay.
Rose is a rose by any other name?
Yes, it is. Thank you for calling, Josh. 349-1320. Ben in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Ben.
Hi. I actually had a comment about the registered domestic partnership.
Yes.
I had heard from an employee from the Franchise Tax Board that in the year 2007, individuals that are registered domestic partners in the state of California would be in the tax table for married couples, even though it's not necessarily recognized at the federal level. I personally haven't seen the legislation or the bill that was passed that would reflect these changes, but these are also considered that individuals need to make prior to...
Wait. I'm losing you. I'm losing you, Ben. Are you saying that if you have registered as domestic partners, you're going to be taxed at the same rate that married couples are taxed at the state level? Is that what you're telling me?
It's unverified, but it's what I had heard. So I'm going to.
So is that a better tax bracket for you, or are you better off being taxed as two single people?
I believe as a gay man with a partner, as a domestic partner today, I'm better off filing as a single. But things may change once we have children. But then again, those are the rights that we still do not have necessarily. Transferred to us as married couples do. So it's kind of getting the worst of both worlds.
So in other words, you'll be treated as a married couple for purposes of the state tax, and that is not as favorable a tax position to be in as if you were single.
Correct.
That's what you're saying. Okay, well, let's see if anybody knows anything about it. That's the great thing about our about Enid Live. There are lots of people who listen who are involved with these things, and maybe someone can respond. I thank you, Ben, for bringing up the issue. 349-1320, Sarah in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. I just think that those labels on clothing are absolutely ridiculous.
If you're just joining us, what Sarah's talking about is in England, because obesity is such an enormous problem, so to speak, they want one suggestion from the ministry or for one professor is to stick labels with an obesity hotline into the clothing of plus size clothing. So why do you think this is? In other words, that plus size clothing should have health warnings. And why do you think this is? Now, if I were the plus size clothing manufacturer, I think I'd fight it because I want to sell as much clothing as possible, and this could be off-putting to women who wear plus sizes. They already know what they look like.
I mean, absolutely, and I just don't understand what the whole point of putting so much time and effort into something, but I just don't understand the point behind it. Are obese people going to wake up one day and buy clothing and be like, oh, really? I didn't realize that I was, you know, this was bad for my health, so now I'm going to call this helpline, and it's going to solve all my problems. Like, it just seems like so much effort for no return. I don't understand it whatsoever.
Is it insulting, do you think, for people who wear plus sizes to find this in the label, if, in case anybody's reading the label? Well, you know, you look for the label because you want to see the fabric contents and know how to have it laundered.
Yeah, I have this thing saying, oh, I'm sorry, you're obese, call this help. Need help. I just think it's absolutely ridiculous. So.
Well, you know, you buy a nice outfit, and of course the clothes, and who is wearing nice things anywhere? That's the problem. I'm wondering who's buying great clothes, because when you go anywhere, nobody dresses up very much. People are always just wearing very grungy clothes. So
yeah, wearing
here,
nice clothes.
Yeah. So here are the clothing manufacturers dying for business, and the last thing they want to do is put a label in that has a health warning with the plus size.
Exactly.
Sarah, thanks for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Melanie from Folsom. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Melanie.
Hi. I just wanted to comment that it's not the clothing maker's fault that people are obese. It's the food we eat, and it's the fast food companies, and why don't we put warning labels on the food instead of the clothes?
Well, they are trying to do that in Chicago, where they have outlawed foie gras, but not because it's like trans fat and it's not so good for you. They do it because it's very cruel to the geese, I think. That's why they have outlawed foie gras, because what they do is they stuff food, they force feed geese so that they have enlarged livers, and then the liver is what's used to make pate de foie gras. Yeah, it's a delicacy, but they're not allowing it in Chicago. Chicago, at least not in the restaurants. And so there was a movement afoot, and I don't know what's going to happen, but if you do more than $10 million in business, you've got to put the sodium, the caloric, all the foodie, the content of what you're selling. And I think it's probably aimed at the fast food franchises, so that you know what your sodium content is of that Whopper, or the cheese, or all the other stuff, or the fat content, or what the trans fat situation is.
Interesting.
But a lot of people are furious. They don't want the government to tell them how they're supposed to eat. Do you think this is a good idea?
Well, they did it with cigarettes, and it's been really successful. I mean, it's taken a while, but I don't see why we can't start doing a little more with food.
Okay, Melanie, thanks very much. 349-1320, you agree with Melanie? Patrick in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Patrick.
Hi, Enid. How are you today?
I am good. Thank you.
Okay, on the topic of the gay discharges in the military and don't ask, don't tell, it doesn't work. I was in the military and buddy of mine wrote to me in boot camp, and everybody cries in boot camp, right? It's not because I was gay or anything like that, that I cried. Everybody cries in boot camp when they get a letter from home or from friends. A buddy of mine wrote, and it had some very good gay innuendo and all those things. So I had tears in my eyes, and my TI, I'm thinking that, oh, he's all concerned, takes up the letter and thinks that something, I was thinking he was thinking there's something wrong. And
now, wait a minute. Let's start at the beginning. Are you gay, Patrick, or not?
Yes.
You are. Okay. So you get a letter from a friend of yours, and it brings tears to your eye, and your drill instructor, your DI, now does what?
And now there's a letter with pretty much confirms that I'm gay. Or have gay friends, so he straight up and says, okay, this puts our relationship in a different context, and I have to contact the lawyers, and then
how does he see the letter? Don't ask, don't tell.
No, because don't ask, don't tell was pretty new back then, and so everybody was confused on what the rules.
But how does he see? How does he get to see your private mail, Patrick? I don't understand.
Oh, the letter. Well, I opened it because of course you're excited, so I opened it, and then even when I'm reading it, as I was reading it, I started getting tears in my eyes.
Well, you should have been. He said, "Oh, can I see it?" Is that what he said?
No, he just came up to me because he was, I thought he was concerned, but I guess he was concerned, but he took the letter and reading it.
You should not have given him. You should not have let him take the letter, and you should not have given it to him. And he had no right to look at that letter.
Oh yeah, that came after the fact. But by then, it was everything was all out. By the time I kind of realized what was going on, once they start the ball rolling, you are pretty much not in control of anything. The next minute, you are sitting in the lawyer's office, and the lawyer says, "Hey, sign on this one and that one and that one," and then. in a couple of days you're on a plane. They say they give you a lawyer for representation, but the way it's set up, the way thing, I don't know how it's set up in the last, what, 5 years, but the way it was set up back then was that pretty much that you're signing that saying, okay, you acknowledge that you're getting.
Well, so let me ask you a question. So then how long had you been in the, was it the Army you were in?
Air Force.
You were in the Air Force. So how long were you in the Air Force before? You were just in boot camp, really.
That was just boot camp.
Yeah, so what? Just like how many months?
I was in boot camp for a month. I had only 2 weeks to get out. I was set to get an extra medal for marksmanship and everything. I was doing great, like Bella Pierce. And, well, nobody in boot camp, nobody knows who you are or anything. You're just a number for everybody. But, I got along with everybody.
All right, so we don't have a lot of time. So cut to the chase, Patrick. So you were supposed to get a medal. I assume you did not get the medal. Is that correct?
No, I got a discharge other than honorable. That's what it said.
So it's not a dishonorable, but it's a discharge other than honorable.
Yes.
So is that a way? Is that code for saying you were discharged for being gay, or are there other categories?
It's for gay. That's code.
Are there other categories besides that get that discharge?
I do not have any other categories. I think the one that falls into that is somebody who had a fraternal affair with a higher officer, something like that, for females who had an affair with a officer or something like that.
All right. So how has this affected your life since? Have you felt like a marked person? Because if anybody looks at your discharge papers, they see something, or you're out of the closet, I assume, so it doesn't matter?
Well, then it put me even further back in the closet, I think, and then I started, you start closing yourself in, and gets your self-esteem so low, because I was so excited to be serving the country, and I was so excited about a career path and everything. Had it all mapped out. I scored 92% on the SVAB. The recruiter was excited because he said, if you're in the top 1% of the group going in right now. So they got rid of me.
That is so ridiculous. I am so, I just think it's such a waste of talent, people who want to serve and they're not able to do so. So what has happened to your life? The upside here, Patrick, is that you didn't have to, you don't get deployed to Iraq, where who knows what have happened, what would have happened. So that really is the only upside I see.
Because I'm trilingual, so I would have been able to help out over there. And it's kind of sad because if we had better guys out there and we had people who understood, I think it goes on that some of our commanders don't understand what goes on in Iraq is because they don't understand other cultures and how people operate in different cultures. They cannot even understand a culture that's right in their noses.
Well, I think you're probably right about that. Well, I'm glad you're not.
My life has got back up. When I came out, then of course it was all fast food companies and everything like that. But got back into college and did the good old thing. Now I'm in the medical profession.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Well, listen, I'm delighted that at least you weren't deployed to a place where you could have been in harm's way. I'm sorry about what happened to you in the military, but I'm guessing that your life will have a positive arc and that you will, to use the cliche, take the lemon of that experience and make lemonade out of it. And maybe you'll be able to talk about it as the movement gathers more momentum for gays to be able to serve honestly and openly in the military. Patrick, I thank you for calling. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. Boy, I feel like it's the weekend already. Our traffic is just really backed up. Let's see if I can sum it up. Jackson Road just west of Dillard Road, we have a two-car crash. Now, those lanes for 2 or 3 miles is nice and slow. Jackson Road to Grantline Road, the same. Sierra College Boulevard at Douglas Boulevard, and actually Sierra College Boulevard is really slowed down over there, about 5 miles per hour. Hit and run, northbound 16th Street at W Street, and westbound I-80 at Lead Hill. We have a two-car crash over there as well. Southbound 99 actually is pretty clear. I see no incidents, but it is slow just due to a lot of traffic. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's Enid Live, doing
Full Frontal Talk Radio, AM 1320. Sacramento's Left Channel.
I can't wait to hear the rest of the show.
Ho, ho, ho! I can't wait to have a good cigar!
Oh, me too, Santa, me too!
Well, it relaxes me before the big night flight.
Hey, Santa, use this Cooley lighter and cutter.
Well, thanks, Elfie. This will be... Hey, the cutter broke in my hand, and this lighter won't light.
Oh, I'm sorry, Santa.
Where did you get this stuff?
I know this guy knows a cab driver in Mexico. He said it was first class.
What were you thinking? You know I demand top quality. I want the real thing. That's why I always go to Tobacco Republic for the best selection of premium cigars, lighters, humidors, and ashtrays.
Sorry, Santa. I guess I need to lay off the eggnog.
Well, look, Elfie, I travel the world, and I've never seen a cigar shop with a better selection than Tobacco Republic. And whenever I go there, it's always a party. Way better than Mrs. Claus's after Christmas bash.
Hey, come on now, Santa.
For quality gifts and cigar accessories, go to Tobacco Republic on Taylor Road in downtown Loomis. Tobacco Republic, Sacramento's premier tobacconist.
Here at Hyundai, we're challenging Honda and Toyota head-on. At the Hyundai Challenge year-end sales event, it's your last, best, biggest chance to save big. And lease a 2007 Hyundai Sonata for only $199 a month. That's a $199 lease on the fuel-efficient Hyundai Sonata. With more standard safety features and more interior space than Accord. And Hyundai's award-winning quality is backed by America's best warranty. Come see how we challenge Honda and Toyota. We're up to the challenge, and you'll be able to lease a new Sonata for only $199 a month. But only if you hurry. The event ends soon. Lease the award-winning Hyundai Sonata for only $199 a month for 30 months with an initial payment due at signing of $1,998. Only at the Hyundai Challenge year-end sales event.
See dealer for limited warranty and offer details. Tax, title, license, extra. Call 1-800-564-1560 for lease details. Offers 1207.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your shopping. Yep. The holidays are officially here, and you could use a fresh gift idea. Well, you're in luck, because I've got a gift idea that's perfect for everyone. Gift certificates from the Good Feet Store. That's right. You can give the wondrous comfort, balance, and support of Good Feet Arch Supports this season. Okay, so Good Feet gift certificates may not be as exciting as a weekend in Tahoe, but with the Good Feet lifetime warranty, they'll be appreciated forever. You might say that Good Feet Arch Supports are the gift they'll never ask for, but will enjoy for a lifetime. If someone on your list is on their feet all day, has sore feet, aching back, or even plantar fasciitis, or just wants to maintain their active lifestyle, Good Feet Arch Support gift certificates could be the perfect gift. Visit the Good Feet Store in Sacramento, Roseville, Modesto, Stockton, and Fairfield. Call toll-free 1-866-FIT-FEET. That's 1-866-FITFEET. Or visit goodfeet.com. This holiday, everybody wants Good Feet, America's number one arch support.
Credit card debt doesn't go away on its own, but what do you do if you're maxed out, in a jam, or going through a bad period? You didn't want to get so deep in debt, but now how are you going to get yourself out? If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA. They're the specialist at restructuring excessive debt into an affordable plan. Debt Settlement USA isn't bankruptcy or a loan program. It's a personal, confidential service that represents you and negotiates significant reductions with your creditors so you get out of debt faster and more affordably than you could on your own. If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA for a free consultation. Call 1-866-626-6444. Your call is completely confidential and there is no obligation. You can get out of debt faster than you think. Call Debt Settlement USA right now. 1-866-626-6444. That's 1-866-626-6444.
More buzz than an afternoon caffeine break. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. A liberal dose of the truth applied daily.
Merry Christmas spirit. Somebody say ho!
You better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He's making a list and checking it twice. He's gonna find.
us here. She knows when you're sleeping, and she knows when you're awake, and she knows when you're listening to Enid Live, too, which you are doing. I am yours until 7. 349-1320 if you want to join the conversation, or 866-626-1320. We're talking about a lot of things. We're talking about a new poll that says that 73% of the U.S. military is okay with gays serving openly. And we're also talking about the fact that the California State Supreme Court is going to hear the gay marriage challenge as to whether or not the banning of gay marriage is unconstitutional, that it doesn't provide, that it discriminates against people who are homosexual. And we're talking about the movement afoot in England to, if you're overweight, if you're obese, to sew labels into the clothing that have the obesity helpline numbers that obese clothing should have health warnings attached. What are your thoughts about that? I'm sure the manufacturers would just be nuts and crazy for that idea. FTV and SAC, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, I work for Franchise Tax Board,
Okay.
And I can confirm that for state purposes, they are recognizing in 2007 domestic partnerships as married in the same tax bracket as married filing joint.
Could you have a choice about it? If you were a gay couple and you've registered as domestic partners, must you then be, for tax purposes, considered married, or could you have the option to be two single people?
They could still have the option of being two single people, and it is complicated for federal purposes because normally the federal, you cannot file single with the federal government and then file married joint with the state government. So we have a lot of bugs to work out of this.
Oh, so the system is really not really up and running completely then yet?
No, it's causing a lot of complications because normally they would take certain line numbers from the federal return to fill out their state tax returns. So tax preparers have their hands full with this move for California recognizing domestic partnerships.
Wow. Okay. Now, is it beneficial to you to be thought of as a married couple for tax purposes, or
yes,
is it more beneficial to be two single people?
No, it's much more beneficial to be married filing joint. Single is the highest tax bracket in any level of income in the United States.
Well, so maybe I should sue because your goddess here is single and I'm getting discriminated against because
I'm not.
All right, how much more is a single person paying percentage-wise on average than if that person were married?
Well, I don't know the exact percentages, but I know that my son-in-law, who is my son's partner, he pays about three times as much taxes as my husband and I do, and has no children in school to be sponsoring. So it's definitely discrimination against singles. They're actually paying a much higher percentage of tax nationwide than married couples. They have a lot of the deductions and benefits that gays don't have or singles don't have.
Well, then I guess I better, we've all heard of green card marriages. I better find somebody for a tax marriage, huh?
Many people do get married before December 31st, just for that advantage.
Really? Do they really? well, you know, I knew that if I put the call out for somebody from the Franchise Tax Board, we would have somebody listening who would set us straight. I'm delighted that you called us today. Thank you for doing it.
You're welcome, Enid. Have a good night.
You too. Thanks very much. Isn't that amazing? We have the best listeners on Enid Live. If we want to know what's going on, we just put the call out, and very often people will tell us because there's, you know, we're all little detectives around here, aren't we? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Sharon in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Enid. I believe that, first of all, we need to be treated as human beings no matter what our orientation is, and that the government needs to respect that. I think that we each should be held accountable for our own financial, medical problems. However, if you're going to give benefits like a married couple, then it needs to go to anybody who is married. And
well, what about if you're single? Should I get the same? Is it discrimination that as a single person, and apparently the government wants to encourage marriage, should I feel discriminated against that I have to pay at a far higher tax rate because I'm single than somebody who's married?
I agree with you. I'm single, too. Well, I am and I'm not. I'm living with someone for 26 years, and the only reason I didn't get married, I did at one point, but got divorced, was because I have a compulsive gambler with me and compulsive, someone with an addictive behavior, and there's no way I'm tying my finances to that person.
Well, I can understand that because he could take you down really quickly.
That's right. And, this domestic partnership might be interesting, but then again, if I'm going to be held responsible for the other person's behavior, then I don't want it.
Has he messed up his own finances as a compulsive gambler?
Pardon me?
Has he messed up his own finances as a compulsive gambler?
Oh, yes. Definitely. He's...
So, Sharon, why do you love him? Has he got a great, expansive personality? Tell me why you've been with him for 26 years. That, apparently, the gambling part, the addictive part, and the money part have not gotten in the way of your loving this man.
No, I'm extremely forgiving, and I've always believed that I am responsible for myself, my own well-being, and I need to be able to take care of myself whether I'm with somebody or I'm not with them. And I didn't get in a relationship to have someone take care of me.
Well, are you taking care of him because he's messed up his own finances?
I have done that, and that has created a lot of strife, and one of the reasons I am still in the relationship is because I did get cancer, and I can't, right now I just need to survive, and he's actually picked up the slack. He's come around finally, and become more responsible. But still, because of the addiction, I'm not going to take a risk.
No, I don't think you should yet. And is he taking good care of you as you're going through your treatments?
Oh, yes. Yes, he does all the housework and cooks. As a matter of fact, he used to be the chef that cooked for President Nixon.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Well, I have to say that maybe I like the story a lot, that you have helped him a lot, and now he's helping you. And somehow, I kind of think it's going to all sort itself out, and it sounds actually as though it has.
Yes.
So we are,
as far as the military is concerned,
mm-hmm.
The only reason that they are not allowing gays in there, I think, is because most of those guys that are into the violent behavior, et cetera, are very macho, domineering types. And the last thing they want to find out being close to gay or homosexual guys is that they may have those tendencies.
Well, don't ask, don't tell, don't want to know. Sharon, I thank you very much for the call, and we are wishing you good health in the new year.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you so much, Enid. Tonight's a little chilly. I know we're going to see. It was this morning. I had to scrape off my windows. I felt like I was in Wyoming. Tonight, though, low 23. Highs coming up tomorrow, 33 for the low tonight. Highs tomorrow, 53. And we have a two-car crash at Don Julio Boulevard at Tangier. There's an animal in the roadway. Let's see. We've got a deer on the side of the roadway. It is injured. Not yet, but please slow down right there by the
Ponderosa. Dick Cheney must have been there shooting that deer.
You know what?
Because the deer said, not tonight, dear.
Oh, my gosh. Did you see that picture?
Yeah. That poor deer carcass.
Yes, that poor deer carcass. And someone wrote it and said, we do not want to see this anymore. South and I-5 just north of Airport Boulevard. Of course, it is nice and slow there, but there is a two-car crash. El Camino Avenue at Yorktown and North Sac, a two-car crash. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
She's not right, but she's never wrong. Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, I'm Michelle Shockley, going places on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Check out Happy Feet at the Esquire IMAX. It's a comedy adventure set in the land of emperor penguins in Antarctica. The Friday night performance by the African Music Children's Choir at the Christ Unity Church on Folsom Boulevard in Rancho Cordova has been postponed due to an extraordinary opportunity to raise awareness for poverty and AIDS in Africa by singing on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. John Lee Hooker Jr., son of the legendary bluesman John Lee Hooker, is at the Torch Club on Saturday night. The Crocker Art Museum has Irving Norman's artwork on display. His show is called Dark Metropolis. And the Left Channel welcomes Al Kooper to Harlow's on January 6th. Al Kooper has played, produced, and written with most of the rock icons of the 20th century. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Al Kooper. I'm Michelle Shockley, going places on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Still searching for that special Christmas gift? Offer your special someone a day at Aesthetics by Jeanette Day Spa in Sacramento. Give the experience of a full day with the most extraordinary spa treatments exclusive to Aesthetics by Jeanette. One, if not the only authentic European spas in Sacramento, Aesthetics by Jeanette gives you a choice of over 100 spa treatments. It is by far the most luxurious spa facilities with elegant private dressing rooms and especially equipped water rooms. For your special holiday gift, select from any of the five jet water treatments, glowing skin, salt scrub, aromatherapy honey wraps with hot essential oils or European facials, traditional massages such as Swedish, hot stone, or shiatsu, mud and mineral baths, eucalyptus steam room, French manicures, hot paraffin pedicures, makeup and hair. So many wonderful choices. So go ahead, treat your special someone to a pampered day. Located at 2322 Butano Drive across from Country Club Plaza, Aesthetics by Jeanette is open 7 days a week. Call 486-8338 to order your gift certificate now.
It's good for the environment. No air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Oh, what a Christmas to hear the blues. My baby's gone. And I have no friends to wish me.
On the Wednesday edition of Enid Live, and speaking of New Year's Eves, it's for me, it's Amateur's Night Out. Have any of your New Year's Eves lived up to their advance billing? Really? Usually, the best New Year's Eves are with friends. I have some friends who are having a little open house, and I think that'll be fun. But these events, you know, we have party hats, you go to a restaurant, I don't know, unless you're with really good friends, otherwise. This just in. Former White House intern Monica Lewinsky, remember Monica, who played the harmonica also, in a so to speak, whose sexual relationship with Bill Clinton led to his impeachment, has graduated from the London School of Economics. She has earned a master's degree from the London School of Economics. She is now 32 years old. She was 21 when she became involved with Clinton. Gee, has it been that long? And she is now interviewing for jobs in Great Britain, according to her publicist. So she still has a publicist. I wonder if she lost weight. But I'm glad that she has received a Master of Science degree in Social Psychology. And when she, I guess, got up to accept her degree, the audience of students and parents erupted in spontaneous applause. It was a very emotional moment for her. So good for her. Apparently, she spent the last year studying and, quote, staying away from the London social scene. She completed a thesis entitled In Search of the Impartial Juror, an exploration of the third-person effect and pretrial publicity. Well, I guess she might know something about that. So Monica Lewinsky has earned a master's degree from the London School of Economics, a place where Mick Jagger also went to school. I want to share a story with you
And here's what we've been talking about, and you are more than welcome to comment. We have been talking about, because obesity is such a problem, one in every five in England, a professor and has suggested, and a movement is afoot, to label plus-size clothing with health warnings. So that if you buy some plus-size clothing, there's an obesity hotline number that you can call, and probably a mean-looking face that admonishes you not to overeat and to try to get off 300 calories a day, like our guest, the author of Mindless Eating, suggested. Do you think that will go? Do you think that's a good idea? And we're also talking about the fact that there's a new poll out that is looking at polling people in the military, and about 73% of people in the military have no problem with serving with openly gay military members. 3491326662613020. I got this from one of you. This is from my listener, Tony, who always writes me horrible emails because he hates me, but he listens every day, and he's a conservative. But here is a very funny email that he sent along. A merry email Christmas to all the people I was too cheap to buy a greeting card for. And remember, as you celebrate this holiday season, it is the only time of the year that you can sit around a dead tree and eat candy out of your socks. Well, thank you, Tony, and Merry Christmas to you, too. But I like that idea of eating candy out of your socks, sitting around a dead tree. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Mary in Citrus Heights, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mary.
Oh, I'm sorry. We've got a bad connection. I apologize. Can you hear me all right?
I can.
Okay, great. I just wanted to comment on the tags and the plus-size clothing.
Mm-hmm.
As a plus-size person, we don't need the tags. We know we're fat. It's embarrassing enough having to go to that department where they separate all the clothes from the normal clothes and have to buy, you know, the big clothes. It's the tags are just, it's like, why rub it in our faces?
Would it be useful, aside from the, but I can understand the rubbing it in your face is part of it, but would it be useful if there were a hotline number or some really useful, let's say it didn't cost anything, and let's say that there were useful information dispensed, which I don't know if it would be or not. Would that be useful at all?
We all know what we can do because we've tried lots of things. I mean, there's nobody that doesn't know that obesity is dangerous. There's nobody that doesn't know there's different diet plans out there that work.
So if I were to ask, what is the hang-up? What is the obstacle to losing weight? I mean, it's really hard. I know that, and I really have to work very hard at it. But if I were to, and I think it's probably individual for each person, but if I were to ask you what you think the biggest obstacle is for losing weight, what is it?
Oh, it's the habit of eating to kind of squash your emotions down. You know,
to anesthetize.
Eating. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the problem for me. And I, having been to 12-step groups for this,
uh-huh,
I know that that's common with many people there.
Oh, I think it is. I think you're absolutely right. Now, when you have gone to 12-step groups, have you gotten anything out of it? I mean, good knowledge and everything, but were you able to moderate some forms of your behavior?
Well, to be honest with you, I was going to another 12-step group at the same time, and I quit the Overeaters Anonymous to focus more on the other one.
Okay.
That was more of a problem for me at the time, and I haven't been back. But I think it would definitely have its benefits, and I think it's like most things, like quitting smoking. You've got to be in the right place and the right mind frame, and everything, all the stars have to be lined up before it kicks in and actually does what you hope it'll do.
I think you're absolutely right about that. You do have to have the right mindset for it. But you know what, Mary, it sounds to me like you're working toward it. So I think life is a mystery. If you were born, if we all knew the answers and had no obstacles to overcome when we were 5 years old, what would we do for the next 90 years? We wouldn't have anything to do. So this is, I think losing weight has got so many other things attached to it, so many emotional things, so many things that you can find out about yourself, so many places where the obstacles kick in and you can begin to start to chip away at those, that it can be a lifetime endeavor. But I hope you'll stay with it. And I hope you'll report back to us.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you. 349-1320, 866-620-6120. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, we still have a deer over there in the middle of the roadway. Wait, what's this? A cow in the middle of the roadway. Elder Creek Road to Bradshaw Road. That's in South Back. There's a lot of Dick Cheney's going on over there. Southbound I-5 just north of Airport Boulevard. We have a two-car crash. And northbound 99 just north of Broadway. Nice and slow over there with the two-car crash. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
I'm just going to say right now what we're not saying.
She's not right.
And let the chips fall.
But she's never wrong.
Let the chips fall. Let the chips fall where they may.
Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
For a limited time at Sleep Train, you'll save 20 to 50% off on select clearance mattress sets while supplies last. Hurry in today and let Sleep Train's friendly staff help you discover why Sleep Train is your ticket to a better night's sleep.
How would you like to cut your mortgage payment by over 50%? Then pay close attention, because the new Secure Advantage loan, only from Quicken Loans, could cut your payment in half. With the new Secure Advantage loan, you get the advantage of choosing an incredibly low payment month after month, plus the security of knowing your low rate is fixed for years. But these low rates may not last, so call 800-355-5029 to get your fixed rate fast. Join other California homeowners who are putting thousands of dollars back in their pockets. Call 800-355-5029 to see how Secure Advantage could cut your mortgage payment by more than half. That's a 50% lower payment and a fixed rate. Call Quicken Loans at 800-355-5029 and ask about the Secure Advantage loan. Call now, 800-355-5029. Equal housing lender, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Call Quicken Loans now, 800-355-5029.
Ever since we got Sure West Broadband Services, you guys haven't left the house.
Actually, Mom, we haven't left the couch.
No, good point, son. Can you pass the chips?
Oh, come on, guys, let's go out to a movie.
Why? We get them all with Sure West. HBO, Cinemax, Stars, Encore, Showtime, the movie channel.
Then let's go to a game.
Why, honey? We can see it all with Sure West. Sports live and high def.
Okay, well, what about dinner?
I'll go online with Sure West, or we'll call and have it delivered. Make life easy with Sure West. You get digital basic TV, high-speed internet, and residential phone, all for just $79 a month. Plus, call now and get two premium services like HBO, HDTV, or TiVo for 3 months free.
Honey, any soda in the fridge?
Why don't you call Sure West? Maybe they have that too.
Call 866-SURE-WEST or go to surewest.com. Restrictions apply. Offer excludes taxes, fees, and rebates. For wireless, digital TV, high-speed internet, local or long-distance calling, when all you really want is everything, Sure West.
Are you having any fun? What you getting out of living?
It's no...
Tampa's Left Channel. And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. A fierce wind blows the snow sideways in Denver as a winter storm paralyzes travel in Colorado and Kansas. At Denver International Airport,
we're going to have several thousand guests tonight.
Spokesman Chuck Cannon says flight operations shut down at mid-afternoon, stranding all the travelers who couldn't get a flight out before everything got socked in.
They're going to be sleeping either on the airport chairs or on the floor. So it will not be the most comfortable night they've ever spent.
Cannon says the airport has limited supplies of cots, blankets, diapers, and baby formula. Colorado Governor Bill Owens has declared a disaster emergency, and he's activated the National Guard to help rescue snowbound motorists. There's another storm approaching Mount Hood, Oregon.
As of now, we have temporarily suspended the search.
Deputy Sheriff Chris Gerton says the search for those two missing climbers will become a recovery operation. After all this time, they don't believe there's any chance the men are still alive. The search crews are leaving, disappointed.
It was hard because they wanted to come up with some results, and they gave it everything they had, and they tried and tried and tried, and the weather just made this extremely difficult.
10 feet of snow has piled up on some parts of the mountain since the men went missing a week and a half ago. Today, the Oregon State Medical Examiner said climber Kelly James had been dead of hypothermia for several days before his body was found on Sunday. President Bush held his final news conference of 2006 today.
We are sympathetic.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. President Bush has a grim year-end review of the Iraq War.
2006 was a difficult year for our troops and the Iraqi people.
He told reporters insurgents have blocked hopes for progress.
It set back reconciliation. It kept Iraq's unity government and our coalition from establishing security.
That bleak assessment comes as the president looks at new options, including sending more troops. He'll announce a revised strategy next month. Peter Mayer, CBS News, The White House.
Between 1995 and 2005, cable TV rates rose 93%. With that in mind, the FCC today approved new rules meant to increase competition in local markets. Ron Stoddard of the National Cable Television Association says they're really meant to give phone companies an edge.
We are sympathetic to the concept that competition is great for consumers and has a number of benefits. However, as we've said from the outset, we would like to compete on a level playing field with the big bell companies and other entrants into the video marketplace.
The commission's two Democrats dissented. They're skeptical about the need for new rules and say they'd infringe on local control. Today on Wall Street, the Dow fell 7 points to close at 12,463. The Nasdaq down nearly 2 points at 2427. And the price of oil edged up to $63.72 a barrel. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm Kenny Mayne. Safe, good drivers like Vern here, who switched to Progressive Direct last year, saved hundreds of dollars. So, Vern, what did you do with the savings?
I made my car even safer.
How?
Linked a PA system to my blinker here and...
I plan on turning left. Okay, good times. Progressive rewards good drivers with great savings. You can use those savings to do things like Vern here. Or not. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE today.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations. Rates and potential savings will vary.
Well, we're here with CompUSA technology expert Meg Pixel.
Hi, Bob.
You know, last-minute holiday shopping is a tradition at my house, along with keeping Aunt Bertha away from the mistletoe.
Then head to CompUSA, open this Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to midnight, with incredible last-minute holiday deals.
I knew waiting until the last minute would pay off.
Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to midnight at CompUSA. If you thought the deals were great the day after Thanksgiving, wait till you see these savings.
I'm going to CompUSA, 6 a.m. to midnight, Friday and Saturday.
Both days?
Anything to keep Aunt Bertha away from that mistletoe. She's very aggressive.
There might be bad weather to contend with, but that's not expected to deter holiday travelers. WBBM Radio's Regine Schlesinger has the story from Chicago.
The AAA Motor Club estimates a record 65 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles from home for the holidays. AAA's Nicole Mimi says, though, the travel dates will be staggered.
While we have these record numbers of people traveling, it shouldn't all be on the same day or two like we see around the Thanksgiving holiday.
Friday will be the busiest day at the airports. Chicago aviation officials remind passengers to leave presents unwrapped or risk having security screeners unwrap them at Chicago's airports. Once past security, passengers can get free gift wrapping. Regine Schlesinger, CBS News, Chicago.
Expect a modest raise in the new year. In a survey, Mercer Human Resource Consulting found that white-collar workers will get an average salary increase of 3.7%, while blue-collar types will average 3.6%. Ball players do much better. The Players Association says the average salary jumped 9% this year to $2.7 million. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Eat It Live continues on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Minutes after 6 o'clock, welcome to Hour 4 of the Wednesday edition of Enid Live, pre-holiday or in the thick of Hanukkah. So happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, happy Kwanzaa to our Muslim listeners. I don't know what to wish you, but you'll have to tell me what I'm supposed to wish you. Because I know there's a postage stamp out that talks about Eid, so I'm not clear on it, but you can tell me what it is. We've been talking about many things, and I'll review what we have been discussing today. We've been talking about mindless eating, because we had the author on, and he had really good observations, a lot of very solid research. He runs a lab on the subject at Cornell University. He has his doctorate from Stanford, and he was lots of fun to talk to. We also talked about Dickie, who was talking about finally admitting that we're not winning, we're not losing. So what are we doing? If we're not winning, we're not losing, what are we doing? And many of you had good suggestions as to what we are doing. Talked about obesity and whether or not there should be warning labels and obesity hotline numbers sewn into plus-size clothing. That is, there's a movement afoot in England to do exactly that. And we're talking about a new poll that tells us that 73% of the military has no problem serving with openly gay people, whether gay or lesbian, it's not an issue for 73% who were surveyed. I want to sort of, and we're free to continue to discuss all these things, and I want to add to the conversation. So gather around, everybody. It's story time. I want to share this with you because I really thought this was a fascinating story. And I like stories, and, you know, if you don't have a fireplace in your car, you're caught in traffic. This is maybe the next best thing. So here it is. She arrived in Los Angeles with $600 in borrowed cash. This is a true story. A failing heart and arthritis in both knees. She spoke no English. She had not seen her firstborn son, Tuan, in the 20 years since he had fled Vietnam for the United States as a teenager. Judging from the letters he sent home, he had prospered here. And let me give you a little subhead. This is called A Desperate Mother Ignores the Odds. Vietnamese woman who 20 years ago sent her son to the U.S. sets out with little money and barely a clue to find him before her visa expires or her cancer returns. She had sent her son, and she had not seen him. His name is Tuan, in the 20 years since he had fled Vietnam for the United States as a teenager. Judging from the letters he sent home, he had prospered here. He was repairing watches, living in Santa Ana. Inexplicably, 4 years ago, his letters ceased. Now his mother had crossed the ocean herself, and her name is Hai Nguyen, had crossed the ocean herself, hoping to find her son before she died. She had only one lead, the address in Santa Ana. She took a cab there from the airport. She went to the door to find that her son was long gone, leaving no clue behind. She shuffled away with her single suitcase, not knowing what to do next. He could be anywhere. She had no grasp of America's immensity, though a friend who knew the country tried to warn her and said it would be like finding a needle at the bottom of the sea. Where would she start looking in a country of 300 million strangers? Still, how could she go to her grave without trying? So, in September of this year, a tiny 57-year-old woman began stubbornly pushing a pair of green, worn-out plastic flip-flops along the sidewalks and strip malls and alleys of Southern California, past street signs she could not read and storefronts she could not fathom. She didn't have long, just a few months before her visa expired in January. maybe less, before her legs buckled, or her heart quit, or her cancer returned, or her money ran out. She had a husky voice and thick, rough hands. Her skin was the deep brown of the Vietnamese poor who spend their lives in the sun. She printed flyers with her son Tuan's face and stuffed them in the hands of street people and business owners and anyone who might listen. She found her way to Little Saigon in Westminster, the country's largest Vietnamese-American enclave. There, people sympathized. They gave her couches to sleep on, bowls of soup. In their own flight from starvation and violence, many had said goodbye to their families in Vietnam, often forever. Parents cleft from children was one of the community's defining stories. So was arrival in the States, with little save hope. But in other ways, she was hardly familiar, this worn-looking woman who had single-mindedly chased hope 8,000 miles, knowing so little and having no time to count the odds. He, her son, was 16 when she sent him to the boat. For his passage out of Vietnam, the price was 2 bars of gold that she spent a year buying on layaway. It was 1986, and Ho Chi Minh City was a desperate place. Everyone she knew was starving. She knew Tuan's escape would be risky. Once before, the scrawny gap-toothed boy had tried to flee the country, only to be seized by police and thrown into jail for 6 months, to return home even more haggard and emaciated than before. Now, around midnight at a big marketplace, she handed him to the boat captain, who would smuggle him away. She had packed her son a bag with 3 changes of clothes, sweet rice, mooncakes, and lemon bars. She could tell him nothing about America, not what it looked like, not its language or customs, not its size or landmarks. She knew it only as a mythical country over the sea where people had opportunity and plump cheeks. America was, in one popular phrase, the jungle of money. But it was inconceivably far, and many died on the way. She tried to hold her tears, not wanting to scare Tuan or make him hesitate. Existence had been a day-to-day struggle since 1973, when her husband, a Vietnamese army soldier, died fighting the communists. Orphaned of his father as a toddler, Tuan would now face life without his mother, a misfortune that a Vietnamese proverb found even more profound. Lose your father, you can still eat a poor meal of rice with fish, the proverb went. Lose a mother, you lick the leaves littering the streets. It conjured the crumbs clinging to cast-off leaves used to pack food. But as she saw it, there was no choice. On the night they said goodbye, it was raining lightly. She kissed him and told him, I love you. Right. She watched him go. He seemed eager. She did not know if she would see him again. She had 2 other children to take care of, a son and a daughter. To feed them, she peddled grain from her bicycle and fruit at the market. There was no money to send them away, too, or she would have. Soon, Tuan's letters started arriving. He wrote of many days at sea, of running out of food and water, and then being rescued by a commercial fishing boat that took them to Malaysia, of how he found his way to the United States, to Minnesota, which was so cold, he moved on to Denver, then farther west, to Southern California. His letters came steadily for years. He wrote that he was doing well, learning to repair watches. He said nothing to worry her. He sent a picture of himself smiling. His muscles were thick. His cheeks were full. America had been good. In Vietnam, where a mother's worth is largely defined by the accomplishments of her kids, to say, I have a son in America, conferred instant pride and status. Everyone understood that fate had smiled on the family. In 2001, doctors diagnosed Nguyen, the mother, with ovarian cancer and gave her 2 months to live, a prediction she was able to defy with chemotherapy and surgery. Tuan, the son, sent $500 and spoke of visiting. Then his letters stopped coming. Twice, medical bills forced her to move to smaller quarters, so she thought perhaps his letters were getting lost. A year passed without word from him, and another, and then a third, and a fourth. Her cancer seemed to be in remission, but her overall health was poor. She had developed a heart condition, osteoporosis, arthritis. She knew she was dying, and her final wish was to see him. She gathered her savings, which had been meant to buy her burial plot. Her younger son, who worked as an ambulance driver, and her daughter, who sold clothes out of a small shop, scraped together loans. Finally, she had $1,400, enough for a ticket to California. It was her first time on a plane outside the country. Crossing the ocean, she could not eat or sleep. She was not in America long before her money ran out. She had covered mile after mile on foot, stuffed flyers into hundreds of hands, and still there was no sign of him. At wit's end, she pleaded with the country's largest, America's largest Vietnamese language paper based in Little Saigon. It published her story in a five-year-old picture of her son, the one of him smiling with full cheeks. Soon, local radio picked it up. Donations started pouring in, as well as tips. One letter to the Westminster Police Department, where she learned two things that shocked her, upending her image of the solid, prosperous life her son had lived in the States. At some point, she learned her son had been incarcerated for robbery. At another point, he had stayed at the Los Angeles Mission. That meant he had been homeless, the orphaned beggar from the proverb. The possibility of a plummet so extreme had not occurred to her. The Vietnamese had flourished in the United States, and the community had a reputation for taking care of its own. What had happened to her son? She took a cab to the mission, but he was not there. She printed and distributed more flyers, this time offering a $1,000 reward. It was money she did not have, but she was desperate. She got word that a man who looked like her son dug up recyclables in the trash cans at John Wayne Airport. For a week, she went there every day, waiting. No luck. She had reconciled herself to the possibility that she would find him dead. But even that, she reasoned, would be some consolation. Better than not knowing. Chasing every lead, she took cabs to the Asian Garden Mall and Chinatown and across the San Gabriel Valley. She searched homeless shelters and alleys, parks and strip malls, all through the land of promise. To her astonishment, the concrete was littered with human shapes crouched under reeking blankets. She went from shape to shape, slowly lifting the blankets off ragged, hollow-eyed faces that smelled of beer, off men with tangled hair and dirty hands. They cursed in words she could not understand and yanked their blankets back, many of them sinking back into their covers. Some just looked at her in bewilderment. She looked into dozens of hopeless faces. There were other mothers' sons, but not hers. Sorry, she said over and over. Sorry, sorry, sorry. It was one of the few English words she had learned. She shuffled forward long after her knees burned with pain and her breath came short. When it got too bad, she would sit down on a bus bench and rest. She thought of giving up, taking a plane home to die without him. Then she would get up and keep walking. Finally, in November, there came an improbable call from a restaurateur up here in San Jose. A woman named Huang Le, who had seen Nguyen's story on a Vietnamese language television. She said Tuan, the son, had been living behind her restaurant for the last couple of months at the Lion Plaza shopping center on King Boulevard. He slept on the sidewalk, on a patch of cardboard. On November 19, a woman, moved by the story, offered the mother a ride from Orange County all the way to San Jose. It was about noon when she found the restaurant. Her son wasn't there, but restaurant employees said that they had been taking care of him. When he was hungry, he would knock lightly on the rear kitchen door, and they would pass him beef noodles and rice, bread and pork. He rarely spoke, they said, and often stood completely immobile, but they found him polite and unthreatening. Look for his blanket, they told the mother, Nguyen. It's blue and yellow fleece. We gave it to him. After 3 hours of searching, there in a parking lot across the street, she spotted the blanket. It was just another filthy shape, curled upon a sheet of blue vinyl against some bushes, beside cast-off rolls of iron fencing and rusted steel bars. From the blanket protruded one shoe with a gashed sole. On the ground were takeout containers filled with rotting Vietnamese food. She had been searching in the United States for 3 months, lifting blankets off men and women who had somehow fallen into its sewers. Now she knelt and lifted one more. Right away, she knew it was him, even though his thick, tangled beard and his long, unkempt hair, even through his tangled beard and his long, unkempt hair. He was sleeping, curled in a fetal position, and she startled him awake. She knelt, looking closer. She recognized his overbite, his eyes that were so much like his father's, the scar on his left brow he got as a kid jumping on a bed with his brother. She was shaking, looking at him. She could not speak. When words came, she told him through tears who she was and that she had come across the world to find him. "You have the wrong person," he said. "You are not my mother. My mother is sick in Vietnam and ready to die." She begged him to let her hug him, but he refused. His only possessions were his blanket, a windbreaker, a pocket knife, and 69 cents. "Why would you want to hug a homeless man?" he said. "Wouldn't you be ashamed?" She planted herself on the pavement, refusing to budge. Afraid he would run away, she grabbed his collar and held him. He kept saying, "Let go of me, woman." But she had not flown 8,000 miles and walked for 3 months to go home without him. She talked the restaurant into calling the police, hoping they would hold him. They took him to the Santa Clara Valley Medical Center for observation in the psychiatric unit. They shaved him and cleaned him and gave him a room. She came every day to sit with him. He said little. Mostly he sat slouched forward, staring at the floor, his hands folded in his lap. He seemed to recognize her, but would not acknowledge it. Perhaps he just could not grasp the improbability of a poor woman from Vietnam coming to find him in a land so large. When he did speak, he told of having been chased by men who meant to harm him. She did not know what it meant, whether it was a real memory or part of what doctors called his mental illness. They had diagnosed him with an unspecified psychotic disorder. There were details of his time in the United States that she did not ask about, so she would not learn that in 1995, he and several other men had burst into an Arcadia home and used a rope to tie up a man and his wife before making off with their cash and jewelry. That police had labeled him a gang member. That a judge had sentenced him to 10 years in state prison, though he was released in 5. That he went to prison 3 more times on parole violations, finally going free only in January. "I am nobody," he kept saying. "You don't want anything to do with me." Hoping to break through, she brought him photos of his brother and sister back in Vietnam, of aunts and nieces and nephews. She spoke of taking him home to Vietnam. She did not dwell on whether such a trip was even possible. She had to return in January when her visa expired. It was not clear whether authorities would let him go too. For now, though, she had arranged a place for them to stay at a temple in San Jose when the hospital released him. She ran her hand up and down his back and promised she would not leave him. She would take care of him from now on. She told him that it didn't matter to her whatever had happened, whatever he'd done. She blamed herself for sending him across the world with no one to watch over him. 5 days had passed since she rescued him from the streets, and all he could call her was aunt, a generic Vietnamese term for an older woman, not necessarily a blood relation. Now he spoke a word she had not heard him utter in 20 years. "Mother," he said. Wow. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Ian. It's a little chilly. We're going to see tonight. Lows right around 33. The high's coming up 53. Some traffic going on. Calvine Road at Grand Crew. A 3-car crash over there. Northbound Watt Avenue just south of westbound 50. A 2-car crash. Ambulance and emergency vehicles are on scene and responding. It looks like we've got some going on the left-hand side. Northbound 99 just north of Broadway and southbound Cap City Freeway, H Street. Really slow down there and due to a 2-car crash. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Truth, according to Enid, will set you free.
Really?
Call her now at 349-1320.
Hello, hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm News 10's Dale Shornack. How does an ambulance go to the wrong address, taking 30 minutes instead of 7 to get to a patient with a life hanging in the balance? We'll investigate tonight on News 10 at 11.
From tires to vehicle diagnostics, Nissan resolves to give you outstanding service during their national year-end sales event. The tools, the technology, the technicians, genuine Nissan service and parts.
with the stresses of the holidays ahead of us, who couldn't use a little downtime? Imagine yourself resting in a beautiful, peaceful, tropical environment. Only you don't have to imagine it. You can create a getaway at home with the help of Exotic Plants. You'll find lush indoor plants like palms, ficus, small and large bonsai, all at Exotic Plants. And with Christmas just around the corner, call for a special delivery of that perfect plant. Give your loved ones a gift that lasts. Their talented staff can even dress your home or office with their unique selection of sprays, wreaths, garlands, and holiday trees. Visit Exotic Plants at 1833 Howe Avenue, next to Cost Plus. And if you'd like a good bargain, visit their discount warehouse at 3320 Auburn Boulevard. Exotic Plants open Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call 922-4769. That's 922-GROW. Exotic Plants, where holiday beauty comes home with you.
Come into Elliott's Natural Foods today for the health of your family. In Citrus Heights at Greenback and Fair Oaks in Greenback Square. And in Folsom on East Bidwell. Elliott's Natural Foods for the health of your family.
Honey, I'm not the best gift giver. Remember the Potholder of the Month Club? Not one of my finer moments. That's why I'm picking up Radio Shack gift cards for everyone. So if the kids want MP3 players or RC cars, they're set. Or for you, an LCD TV, digital camera, or wireless phone. It's whatever you want. So now I'll get credit for a great gift. And you don't have to return another candy cane sweater.
The perfect holiday gift, the Radio Shack gift card. Only at Radio Shack. Radio Shack gift cards cannot be redeemed for services.
Hi, I'm Michelle Shockley, going places on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Check out Happy Feet at the Esquire IMAX. It's a comedy adventure set in the land of emperor penguins in Antarctica. The Friday night performance by the African Music Children's Choir at the Christ Unity Church on Folsom Boulevard in Rancho Cordova has been postponed due to an extraordinary opportunity to raise awareness for poverty and AIDS in Africa by singing on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. John Lee Hooker Jr., son of the legendary bluesman John Lee Hooker, is at the Torch Club on Saturday night. The Crocker Art Museum has Irving Norman's artwork on display. His show is called Dark Metropolis. And the Left Channel welcomes Al Cooper to Harlow's on January 6th. Al Cooper has played, produced, and written with most of the rock icons of the 20th century. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Al Cooper. I'm Michelle Shockley, going places on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
What's your secret for saving money on prescription drugs? If you don't have one, listen to this. Now you can save up to 80% on your prescription drugs when you call for a free money-saving brochure. It's from MedCenter Canada, and it's absolutely free when you call 1-800-604-9119. See how easy it is to save money on the same prescription drugs you find at your local drugstore. Drugs like Lipitor, Zocor, Fosamax, Zyrtec, and many, many others. Filled by licensed pharmacists and delivered right to your door. Call 1-800-604-9119 and get this free money-saving brochure. There's no obligation, and if you call right now, you'll also get free shipping on your first order. Don't pay full price any longer. Find out how easy and safe it is to save up to 80% on your prescription drugs. Pick up the phone and call MedCenter Canada toll-free right now. 1-800-604-9119. That's 1-800-604-9119.
It's good for the environment. No air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Wednesday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. If you heard that Christmas story, a desperate mother who ignored the odds, I'd love to have your comments. I mean, this woman had to be remarkable to have no English skills to try to find a son where she had no idea where he could be, that she's suffering from cancer, a limited amount of time here, a very limited funds that she went through almost immediately, and she was able to find him. I mean, every odd was against her, and she prevailed. So she has to be one remarkable woman. That was at least a momentary happy ending, but her work is cut out for her. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I want to also add this to the conversation. There are a couple more in the land of right-wing sex, I guess. There are a couple of more falls from grace. One is another minister, a youth minister of, I think, the same church as Pastor Ted took a header from. And now a church whose former pastor was president of the Southern Baptist Convention has been rocked by allegations of a child abuse. Pastor Paul Williams, who directs prayer programs and special projects at the Bellevue Baptist Church outside Memphis, has been forced to take a leave while a church committee investigated charges that Williams sexually molested a family member 17 years ago. Williams has been at Bellevue for 34 years, and the pastor of the church has been attacked for not taking action sooner. The pastor acknowledged learning of the allegations about 6 months ago. So I tell you that as a prelude to the story that I really want to talk about for the moment. And here it is. And we mentioned it briefly when it happened, and now there's a resolution of this story. And I can't believe it. A kindergarten student who was accused earlier this month, he's 5 years old, of sexually harassing a classmate at his elementary school, that accusation is going to remain on his record until he moves to middle school. The county public school spokesperson said that the definition of sexual harassment used by the school system is, quote, unwelcome sexual advances, a request for sexual favors, and or other inappropriate verbal, written, or physical conduct of a sexual nature directed toward others. The kid's father says that the 5-year-old knows nothing about sex, that there's no way to explain what he has been written up for. All he knows about it is playing around. Apparently, what he has been written up for is he pinched a little girl on her behind, and I think that's pretty much all he did. Meantime, school administrators at a Texas school in November, just last month, suspended a 4-year-old student for inappropriately touching a teacher's aide after the pre-kindergarten student hugged the woman. So I don't know what he did. Maybe he thought he was nursing again, but he's only 4 years old. And here is a 5-year-old. This incident was described as a sexual harassment. But nobody can really define what it is that this kid was doing that got him into the soup. That the father was even unable to explain to his own son what the five-year-old had done. Anytime a student touches another student inappropriately, it could be sexual harassment. The incident will be included in the boy's file while he remains at the elementary school, but those files do not follow students when they went on to middle school. Do you want to comment on this? I mean, this is just, according to a school document provided by the boy's father, the reason that the kid is being written up for sexual harassment, and he's 5 years old, is, are you ready for this? That he pinched a girl's buttocks in the hallway in the school. He pinched her on the butt is what he did. This is what 5-year-olds have always been doing. So that's why you say, you know, you're acting like a 5-year-old. And for a lot of years, grown men were pinching women on the butts too, right? Until in the workplace, this could get you hauled off to employment pokey is what it could do. If I had a nickel for every time some guy pinched me on the butt, I have a dime. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Here's a 5-year-old. His records are going to go with him until he goes to middle school, always labeled a little sex offender because a little girl was in the hallway and he pinched her on the butt. That's it. He got written up. And a 4-year-old at a school in Texas has gotten written up because he inappropriately hugged a teacher. Well, maybe he thought the teacher was mommy and the kid is still nursing. But does anybody have a thought about this? And meanwhile, the the people who are the biggest perpetrators, the biggest moralists, are falling like bowling pins. These pastors of these holier-than-thou kinds of churches who are holier-than-thou pastors, all of them are falling like bowling pins with one sexual allegation after another. 349-1320, I recommend to you a short story by Somerset Maugham called Rain, one of these moralizing, hellfire-spewing pastors who, and the reason they do it. Why do they do it? Ask yourself. You don't need to be Freud to figure it out, because the more you don't want to face what's inside of you and your own longings and your own lusts and your own desires, the more you're going to clamp down hard on it. 349-1328, and tell everybody else that they shouldn't enjoy life. Here's a 5-year-old who is effectively branded a little sex offender because he pinched some other little kid on the little girl on her butt. And these records are going to stay with him until middle school. What are your thoughts about this? I think we have gone completely mad. Remember, sex is used to sell everything in this society. The only thing you can't buy is sex itself, except for a few counties in Nevada. It's not legal to buy sex, except for those counties. But we use sex to sell you everything. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Marjorie and Zach, hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Marjorie.
The whole world's gone completely stark, staring nuts.
They're nuts.
This makes me think of Jerry Falwell when he talked about kids should not be watching these little cartoon Teletubbies, because he said that they were a triangle and one of them was wearing pink or something, and it would lead children to homosexuality.
They were gay Teletubbies, is that right?
And then wasn't there
we couldn't watch Barney, too, for the same reason?
Probably.
There are all these gay cartoon characters looking about. Now, do cartoon characters actually have sex as far as we know?
In Jerry Falwell's mind, I guess they do.
Well, he has a far more active imagination than the rest of us, I think. Marjorie, good point. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
349-1320, 866-626-1320. You want to comment on what this means? Does our pendulum swing from sexual anorexia on the one hand, a 5-year-old, if he pinches a little girl on the butt? This is the absolute, this is the definition of being a 5-year-old, is you do all these ridiculous and inappropriate things. 5-year-olds have, since time immemorial, been pinching each other on the butt. And worse, because that's what 5-year-olds do. So this one has been accused of sex harassment. The father cannot even describe to his son what the son did that was wrong. He says he knows nothing about sex. There's no way to explain what he's been written up for. He knows it as playing around. He doesn't know it as anything sexual at all. School officials who sound dumber than this 5-year-old consider a student's age and the specific action when determining what administrative action to take. I mean, this is the worst. And then you have a situation, by the way, where a kid is in jail. I mean, really in jail, I think a 10-year prison sentence. He was 19 years old, and he met a 17-year-old at a party. She was underage. They had sex or oral sex or something, some sex-like activity. I don't know who blew the whistle on who, but anyway, he is in the pokey for 10 years. He was 19. She's 17. He's labeled a sexual predator or whatever horrible sex offender. He'd probably always have to register as a sex offender. Should he have to register as a sex offender? Should this 5-year-old be on his record? Someone will dig it up. If he ever runs for office, if he ever decides to run for president, I promise you the opposition research is going to dig up this record of him being a little sex offender when he was 5 years old and pitched a little girl on the butt. I promise you that that will happen. 349-1320, 866-626-1320, Michelle in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Enid. I'm appalled. I can't even imagine that they would hold a 5-year-old accountable for pinching a little girl on the butt.
I can't believe it either, but this is a school district that has decided that's what it's going to do. I think they ought to file a lawsuit. I don't know. I don't really, you know, I'm not an attorney, so.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a therapist, and I used to work with children, and children have no idea what they're doing at 5 years old. I love what you said about, you know, that's what we say. You're acting like a 5-year-old.
Yeah, it's a definition of being a 5-year-old. Well, let me give you something even more mortifying. During the past school year, 28 kindergarten students in Maryland, and this is where it happened, were suspended for sex offenses. kindergarten students. Now, unless their kindergartners are becoming 25 years old, 28 of them were, and this is including sexual assault, sexual harassment, and sexual activity. 15 of those suspensions were for sexual harassment. What in the world? How is it described? And how is a 5-year-old able to indulge in sexual harassment? And what are they, watching? The porn films that their parents have?
It's sick because it seems like we're the ones, well, the adults are sexualizing the children. That's what my feeling is, because how people would even think in their mind that a child was thinking sexually when he pinched the little girl on the butt is just crazy.
All right, so if the little girl complained and the parents complained, how would you as a therapist, Michelle, handle it?
I think you would tell the little boy that it's, you know, this is something that you're not supposed to do and...
Lay off!
Don't do it again!
Which means that he would do it again, and then you teach a little girl, look, if a little boy tries to pinch you on the butt, this is how you defend yourself.
Tell him no, exactly. You tell him no, that's not okay, and then that's it. I mean, it's just...
And then if he keeps doing it, then what do you do?
Well, then I think, you know, they would have to do some education with the little boy, and, you know, I mean, then I think there would be a punishment. But I think for one time of a little boy doing it, it's crazy.
Well, maybe she had a cute little butt, and he found it irresistible.
Well, I mean, kids experiment, too. I mean, that's, you know, kids play doctor, and, I mean, that's just a part of growing up. That's being a child. So it's just really, I think it's just really sad. Our society, you know, we just can't get it together.
Here's what you teach her. You say, you teach her to look at him and say, knock it off, Buster.
Exactly.
That's what has to happen. Oh, instead, the 5-year-old's got to register as a sex offender until middle school. This is really, I mean, we are nuts. All right, Michelle, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-620-6-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
You know, if I had a dime for ever, a nickel every time somebody did that to me, I'd have 15 cents. So. But I'll tell you what, if I had a nickel every time somebody hit and ran in the hit and run capital of California, Enid and I and Lauren, our phone screen, it would be billionaires, and that is not a joke. How many do we have today? I have 7, southbound 99. Northbound I-5, we have northbound 99 just south of Elk Grove Boulevard, and northbound I-5 to westbound 50, there's one there as well. Northbound Watt Avenue just south of westbound 50, we have a two-car crash due to a hit-and-run. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Enid Goldstein, a sign of intelligent life in the political universe. On AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Still searching for that special Christmas gift? Offer your special someone a day at Aesthetics by Jeanette Day Spa in Sacramento. Give the experience of a full day with the most extraordinary spa treatments exclusive to Aesthetics by Jeanette. One, if not the only authentic European spas in Sacramento, Aesthetics by Jeanette gives you a choice of over 100 spa treatments. It is by far the most luxurious spa facilities with elegant private dressing rooms and especially equipped water rooms. For your special holiday gift, select from any of the 5 jet water treatments, glowing skin, salt scrub, aromatherapy honey wraps with hot essential oils or European facials, traditional massages such as Swedish, hot stone, or shiatsu, mud and mineral baths, eucalyptus steam room, French manicures, hot paraffin pedicures, makeup and hair. So many wonderful choices. So go ahead, treat your special someone to a pampered day. Located at 2322 Butano Drive across from Country Club Plaza, Aesthetics by Jeanette is open 7 days a week. Call 486-8338 to order your gift certificate now.
The line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Now
6:44 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. Yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays. And I'll be off all of next week, so all of the business that we have to finish up with each other, we have the Wendy Moments in today's program to do it. We have Thursday and we have Friday. So anything that you want to bring up as we inch into deep into holiday territory, we can do that. And what we're talking about here is a 5-year-old in Maryland, kindergartner, who is accused of sexual harassment, and he's been written up for it. It's going to be in his file till he heads to middle school. And his sexually harassing act was to pinch the butt of a little girl in the hallway in school. Welcome to kindergarten. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And he's not the only one. They've suspended the 28 kindergartners in the state of Maryland were suspended. How do you know you're suspended from kindergarten? What, you sleep at home instead of on your little rug in school? 28 kindergartners in Maryland were suspended for sex offenses, including sexual assault, sexual harassment, and sexual activity, according to state data. 15 of those suspensions were for sexual harassment. And this is considered sexual harassment because it was an unwelcome sex. And the kid's father says he doesn't know what sex is. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Does anybody have a thought about this? And let me, in a related but completely unrelated story, a woman going through security at LAX put her month-old grandson in a plastic bin intended for the carry, on the X-ray conveyor belt. The one-month-old infant goes through the X-ray. When the screeners realized it, they whipped him out and they sent him to the hospital for, but it's too late if the kid was X-rayed. The grandmother puts the... what these two stories have in common is a depth of stupidity that is almost impossible to really describe, and surely there must be a booby prize for it. And if you can think of a good prize for the depth of this kind of stupidity, let me know. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Don in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Don.
Hi. I heard your story about the Vietnamese lady, and I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I can really relate to that. But my comment was about the little boy that pinched the little girl. What if it was the other way around? What if the little girl pinched the little boy? Or what if a little girl pinched another little girl? What would happen then?
Lesbian activity.
Uh-huh.
Gay sex in the making.
Exactly.
What if a little girl pinched a little boy? What would we say there?
Well, I think those people that did this, I think they ought to have their brains examined.
Well, I think it's a beef between the people who, I think it's a beef between the parents and the teacher or somebody. The reason that we say you're not an adult until you're, 18, 21, depends on where you are, and the reason you can't do certain things is that you are not mentally well enough formed. You're just a kid. So you're not able to make decisions. You don't know what's going on. That's why we think it's bad if you have sex too early, or we don't let you vote until you're a certain age. We don't let you drink until you're a certain age, and so on. So at 5 years old, you're supposed to know what sexual harassment is? Give me a break.
Well, I think there's too damn many lawyers, and there's too many people scared of the lawyers. That's one of the problems.
Well, I think maybe the little girl, I'm thinking that there's got to be a backstory here. Maybe the little girl's parents made a big stink out of it and threatened the school with something. But I'll tell you what, I don't know if it's an ACLU kind of an issue, but I wish somebody would get involved and help out the family of this little 5-year-old, unless the kid is really an aggressive bullying kind of kid, and then it's another problem. But then it's not a sexual offender kind of a problem. It is a behavioral kind of a problem.
Exactly.
Yeah. Don, I thank you very much for the call.
You're welcome.
349-1320, 866-626-1320. A baby, a woman going through security at LAX, puts her month-old grandson in the plastic bin. You know where you take your shoes off? Ugh, those smelly, dirty plastic bins where you practically get stripped and take all your clothes off, your shoes, your everything that has metal. So that you don't have to get wanded and you can get right through. Everybody, take off your watch, you take off your jewelry. She put a one-month-old grandson into that thing, and the infant was taken to the hospital where doctors determined he had not received a dangerous dose of radiation. Officials declined to release the 56-year-old woman's name, said she apparently did not understand English. So, I don't know how she could not have known this. But I think she and these people, and then it isn't an isolated instance. You have school administrators. Do you remember when you were in school, and these people were the worst kind of martinets, the people who ran the schools, the administrators, we had good teachers. But then we had teachers who could never have really been anybody on the outside, and so they bossed students around, and they were the teachers we hated the most, because they were the ones who were martinets and dictators, and here we were just little kids and students and everything else. And that's what this crew sounds like. 349-1320. Here's a 4-year-old in Texas suspended for inappropriately touching a teacher's aide after, and he was a pre-kindergartner, he wasn't even old enough to be in kindergarten, after he hugged a woman. But he inappropriately touched, he probably was feeling around for her boobs. That's what he, you know, because maybe he was a nursing little kid. I mean, who knows what he did? So what, did she get bent out of shape? He's just a 4-year-old. What does a 4-year-old know? 3, 4, 9, 13. I mean, how could a 4-year-old sexually assault an adult? Could somebody please describe how this actually would happen? And if you're a teacher, have you observed this happening? What are some of the sexual activities that these 4 and 5-year-olds engage in that we are apparently unaware of? Will in Roseville, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Will.
Well, Enid, you asked a few moments ago what to give as a prize to somebody who does something really, really dumb.
People who are too dumb to breathe. Yes.
How about a date with George Bush?
Okay.
Have a great evening. Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much. Yes. Okay. That's it. There's the and that is would be truly a booby prize or a boob prize, because he is a big boob. So here's the school. And remember, we talked about the Miss USA who was out drinking and who tearfully put on a real act so that Donald Trump wouldn't send her, wouldn't strip her of her title, but would send her to rehab instead. Well, I can see why he's not sending her away. She's really gorgeous. I mean, she's really stunning looking. So I imagine she'll have quite a future. She's going to rehab, and she'll find out that she's not supposed to drink until she's 21, I guess. But meanwhile, Mothers Against Drunk Driving said that the allegations of illegal underage drinking had led it to sever ties with an 18-year-old, Katie Blair, the reigning Miss Teen USA. MAD said it was, quote, disappointed by news reports of hard parting by this 18-year-old, Katie Blair, and Miss USA, Tara Connor, who tearfully admitted drinking at New York nightclubs as a minor. Connor turned 21, so she was on the cusp of being 21. She turned 21 on Monday, which is when all the publicity hit. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Lows tonight, 33. We're going to see highs tomorrow, 53. A little chilly, but still beautiful weather. No snow or rain. Northbound I-5, just north of Zamora. We have a 2-car crash, Arden Way at Morris, Elkhorn Boulevard at Don Julio. Northbound 99 just south of Elk Grove Boulevard and Winding Way just east of New York Avenue. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's talk radio for the left of us. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-345-8689. 1-800-345-8689. Call now. 1-800-345-8689. 1-800-345-8689.
Ho, ho, ho!
I can't wait to have a good cigar.
Oh, me too, Santa. Me too.
Well, it relaxes me before the big night flight.
Hey, Santa, use this Quilty lighter and cutter.
Well, thanks, Elfie. This will be... Hey, the cutter broke in my hand, and this lighter won't light.
Oh, I'm sorry, Santa.
Where did you get this stuff?
I know this guy knows a cab driver in Mexico. He said it was first class.
What were you thinking? You know I demand top quality. I want the real thing. That's why I always go to Tobacco Republic for the best selection of premium cigars, lighters, humidors, and ashtrays.
Sorry, Santa. I guess I need to lay off the eggnog.
Well, look, Elfie, I travel the world, and I've never seen a cigar shop with a better selection than Tobacco Republic. And whenever I go there, it's always a party. Way better than Mrs. Claus's after Christmas bash.
Hey, come on now, Santa.
For quality gifts and cigar accessories, go to Tobacco Republic on Taylor Road in downtown Loomis. Tobacco Republic, Sacramento's premier tobacconist.
How would you like to cut your mortgage payment by over 50%? Then pay close attention, because the new Secure Advantage loan, only from Quicken Loans, could cut your payment in half. With the new Secure Advantage loan, you get the advantage of choosing an incredibly low payment month after month, plus the security of knowing your low rate is fixed for years. But these low rates may not last, so call 800-355-5029 to get your fixed rate fast. Join other California homeowners who are putting thousands of dollars back in their pockets. Call 800-355-5029 to see how Secure Advantage could cut your mortgage payment by more than half. That's a 50% lower payment and a fixed rate. Call Quicken Loans at 800-355-5029 and ask about the Secure Advantage loan. Call now, 800-355-5029. Equal housing lender, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Call Quicken Loans now, 800-355-5029.
Talk to Enid now,
349-1320. Bills will be ringing.
On the Wednesday edition of Enid Live, well, Donald Trump, who decided to send Miss USA into rehab on the eve of her 21st birthday instead of stripping her of her title, got reamed out by Rosie O'Donnell on The View. She called him a snake oil salesman. And, you know, he is the biggest, that guy is the biggest fraud around. He has managed to make everybody believe he's a triumph of public relations and ambulatory, you know, he's like the Bush administration. Make everybody believe that he's worth all these zillions of dollars, and the reality is that somebody just did an expose of him in the New York Times, and apparently not even a fraction is he worth. So now he is threatening to sue Rosie O'Donnell. Are you dressed in holiday garb? Are you sick of people wearing those holiday?